Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State women's basketball team has some NCAA tournament action today. They host Notre Dame in the round of 32. A win today will put them into the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2023, where they will meet either Vanderbilt or Illinois. Tip-off is at 4 o'clock. You can catch the action over on the Fan 2 starting at 3:45. In the NFL, the Seattle Seahawks and Jackson Smith and Jigba have agreed on a four-year extension worth $168.6 million. This deal makes the former Buckeye the highest-paid wide receiver in NFL history. Travis Kelce is officially locked in for 2026 as he has signed a three-year deal with Kansas City. And in college basketball, former Cincinnati head coach Wes Miller has agreed to be the next head coach at Charlotte. This update is sponsored by Awake 180 Weight Loss. If you're not happy with your results in the first week, get 100% of your money back. Visit awake180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
Did you have a good weekend? Watched a lot of basketball.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got Foodgasm at 4:46. Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark.
Boy, season's here, isn't it?
At 5:30. Yeah, this week.
The convergence. This is what this is, where you're going to have a playoff push for the CBJ. I'm not even going to think of it as it took a hit last night. I mean, they'd had points in what, 11 straight games. It was a tough played game. Don't want to lose that. Let's get back on the horse.
Who cares, right? Give him a pass.
Timmy
here for effort.
No. Mike, will you just...
Timmy here for effort.
You always do this. There's a difference between just here for effort and we can't just lose our hopes and dreams after one loss.
It's all gone.
They played great hockey. I'm not going to let 1-0 on the island end all that for me.
It's all done.
Shut up.
That was nice.
Don't do this. First 2 minutes on a Monday.
You know what? It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You're stupid.
Yes, it is.
I'm in a fight with my wife.
Oh.
She doesn't know it, but I'm in a fight with her.
I forgot to book a boarding stay in the dog kennel. That came back to bite me in the ass.
Oh, are you fighting with yours, too?
Always, every day.
Always,
all the
yes.
time.
Now, I bring this up.
This is marriage, baby. You got to get good at it.
Exactly. Tomorrow is our anniversary.
Oh, perfect timing for you.
That's exactly right. I started a fresh new grievance.
Great.
We don't give each other gifts.
Do you, like, write them out and, like, leave them in a box
absolutely.
Somewhere?
I wrapped it up. Made a little note of all my grievances. Wrapped it up. Happy anniversary. I'm ready to give it to her tomorrow.
At least you wrote in calligraphy.
We're going to be married for 19 years.
Happy anniversary.
Tomorrow. And we're fighting because, and if you're watching on YouTube, you can see my glasses. She hates these glasses.
I cannot imagine why she hates those.
I'm just wearing them out of spite now.
All right, this is what happens when you're married a certain amount of time. You do things out of spite.
I'm going to wear them harder and faster.
I am.
And thicker and fuller.
I told her yesterday.
I don't like them.
Well, I'm going to wear them to your funeral. How about that?
What brand are those? What we got here?
It's a mascot.
Mascot?
Mascot.
Like a mascot, but a mascot.
Yeah. I like them.
Looking very Gregory Peck.
They're bold.
Oh, they're bold.
They're bold.
Folks, they're straight circles. He's wearing the straight up circle frames. But you know what? There's just, you've been.
You know what Teddy said to me when he walked in today?
What? No, I wasn't sitting there.
Oh, found Waldo.
You said that?
Found Waldo.
Get this guy a candy striped shirt. Give him a little comb over haircut.
You know what? I mean, you care what any of you say. I like him.
I mean, the style in the last year, the hair starting to grow out. You've had all these different pairs of frames, whether it was your sunglasses, and then you just showed up wearing eyeglasses about a month ago. You've never worn eyeglasses in the 12 years that I've known you.
I needed so glasses.
I've kind of adjusted to the different looks from day to day. It's glasses, it's no glasses, it's sunglasses, it's hair that's kind of done up a little bit, it's hair that looks au naturel.
I've gone my entire life just being the same.
Yeah.
All right.
It's no fun.
This is my time live, baby. I got a new partner. We're coming up on a year. Our anniversary's coming up.
I was going to say, wait, you got a new partner? I thought you were just talking about Kristen here.
No, you. Oh, God, I hope. I hope 19's the last. No, Teddy, don't say that.
Maybe it's time.
She's
that,
a great gal.
Maybe it's time that the three of us, we just initiate like a full-on wife swap type of situation just to spice things up, just to make things more interesting. Imagine the stories we can bring back to the
airwaves.
Nothing
against,
too.
You know, either of your wives, but.
What? Don't.
When you get married to Gabby Thomas, we'll make that happen.
When I get married to Gabby Thomas.
When you get married to Gabby Thomas or something like that.
Sorry, I was looking at heightening up to 6'2". Not like in the shoes. I was going to get the actual surgery and commit to it so I can make a run at Sophie Cunningham.
Ooh, Sophie.
Baby. Think she'd go for 6'2", or is that not tall enough?
No, she wants
6'3"?
She's 6'1". She said she wants someone taller than her. 6'2" is essentially the same.
How do you do that?
You need like a 6'7".
How do you do that?
6'7".
Shut up.
6'7".
How do you stretch your body out?
They break your bones.
Then what goes in its place?
Rods.
Iron? Rods and cones?
Rod Belding goes in there.
Rod Laver?
Yes.
Goes in there?
Rod, and then your bones grow back and graft onto each other.
That's all wrong.
Of course it's wrong.
Man.
It's horrible. I don't know why people do it.
Do you remember when you actually got the spacers for your shoes?
The lifts? I have them back there.
You do?
I still do.
Can I try those?
No, you can't try my
lifts. Why? I want to know what it's like to be a couple inches taller.
You're 6'1".
I know. I'll be huge. I'm 6 foot. I'm not. Don't give me the extra inch.
Whatever the hell you
No one else. No one is.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike. How good?
I love you, honey. Hey, on YouTube, tell me if you like my glasses. All right? That's all.
What
if they don't like them?
What if it's bad? You gonna read them all?
I told you, you look like an idiot.
I'm getting new frames soon, too.
Oh, you should do mine. Well, we could be the round.
No,
that could be our whole thing.
You know what you look like? You look like the...
What?
You look like the dude from Raiders of the Lost Ark that's searching for the medallion.
Oh, Dr. Jones.
Ah, hello, Fraulein. Ah, there's our German accent. We found a use for it. We found an application. I'm looking for a medallion. Maybe you have seen it.
And you know what? I hope by the end of the show, my face melts. I hope I just melt into a puddle.
You wish.
Yeah, I wish.
Open up that arc.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
All right.
Tournament fun this weekend, huh?
Okay. Hey.
Well, we did the Jackets. We did that.
Yeah.
You watched tournament this weekend.
Did you see the Kansas-St. John's game yesterday?
I seen it.
That really sucked.
Sucked for you. Good to watch.
So.
How about a little Iowa and Florida.
Iowa and Florida.
That was a physical masterpiece is what that was.
You had Todd Golden Showers.
Uh-huh.
More on that later in the show.
Oh, he's a moron. But,
no, you had him and Ben McCollum almost come to blows after that little scuffle earlier in the basketball game. They were going crazy on each other. So that was just a great upset to see. Whenever you get that winner of the 8-9 game, usually they're going to make a run at a one seed. I feel like every other year we get that upset where the 8-9 winner knocks off a number one seed in the second round. And it's really exciting when someone does that. You're catching one of the best teams in college basketball. You send them home early. I know a lot of people, there's a lot of idiots out there that will get on the keyboard and take shots at the NCAA tournament. Oh, NIL is just ruining the sport. Look, NIL's causing some issues. I'm not saying that it's not, and so is the transfer portal with guys not staying in schools, but I did see the list of participants in the Sweet 16, and a lot of the rosters have some continuity, which tells you those that stay and mesh together, you can make this run, and it doesn't matter to me. So there's not maybe the number of Cinderella stories, go about a 9-iron. There's maybe not as many as those. But as long as you have great games, who didn't love watching that, you know, Purdue-Miami game or Iowa and Florida or St. John's in Kansas? Weekend.
Great games.
It can be good on good. All you really want is a game that goes down to the wire. Utah State made a run at Arizona late on True TV. I don't know how many people were watching that one, but there's been good stuff. It has absolutely scratched the itch for me these last 4 days. I don't really like looking at the data or, oh, there were less upsets this year than in past years. It was still fantastic.
You got good basketball games.
There's that many games
celebrate
in one place.
Celebrate the basketball.
There's going to be great stuff, and there was.
That's right. A former Buckeye is getting paid. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at some slowdown due to police activity that's on East Arcadia Avenue, east of North High Street. And we've got an accident that's causing some delay on West Dublin Granville Road, east of Shamrock Boulevard. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Don't let tax refund worries hold you back. File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction to help you get every refund dollar you deserve or your money back. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. The finals for Pizza Madness.
Oh, Mikey, we've got a classic matchup. We've got Adriatico's taking on Pizza House for all the marbles.
Vote now. PizzaMadness.pizza, brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus.
Yay, pizza.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies for us today, but chillier. Highs will only get into the mid to upper 40s with breezy winds, and then for tonight, partly cloudy and cold with our lows down into the 20s. For Tuesday, expect a mostly sunny day and warmer with highs getting into the upper 40s to low 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
We're going to talk about a big payday in just a second, but Mike, I was listening to our friends this morning and I heard Tyvus. I heard him talking about sex today.
Oh, stop it.
I did.
Between you and him, no one wants to ever have it again.
Oh, it got me so excited. Just so excited about that and life and our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. So much so, I want to tell you about them too, because ED, that's bad. That's erectile dysfunction. If you have it, you don't need it. You got to figure out how to get rid of it. That's where our friends come into play. They've got treatments that'll work when the pills or herbals fail. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Some can have you last an hour or more. Dear God. What are you, Sting? No, but you can be like that. You can do it. If ED is affecting you, it's time to get back to the sex, intimacy, and love that bring you closer together.
Tonight!
You think Kristen's going to be hating your glasses anymore after a couple of trips to Tri-State Men's Health? No, sorry,
no, Bob. She still hates them. She's still going to hate them.
They're going to be good, though. So check them out.
I put them on last night in my birthday suit.
Oh, baby.
Yep.
You should let her wear the glasses, and she can see you.
All blurry?
For who you are.
She'd prefer it.
Possibly so. TriStateMen'sHealth.com. That is the website. Check them out. See about that initial $99 visit. Say goodbye to your ED. TriStateMen'sHealth.com.
Pizza Madness. We're in the championship matchup. Adriatico's against Pizza House. The winner will be announced Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
Man.
It'll be me and you and T-Bone and Tyvis and Jen and Nicole and Fishy and Teddy and all of us here tasting pizza and declaring a winner. However, you can vote for your choice. Go to pizzamadness.pizza, not pizzamadness.com. That's for losers. Pizzamadness.pizza. And if you're interested, you're a pizza place out there in joining our first annual Pizza Madness Festival.
Oh, it's going to be a big party.
Coming up.
Gravity Park, right by Land Grant.
Well, there's
going to be a lot of fun
on the website for that as well. So a Buckeye got paid. Reigning NFL Offensive Player of the Year, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. When the season was over, he started making noise about getting respected and getting some cash, and he's gotten it. 4 years, $168.6 million. Averages 42.15 mil per year. Includes over $120 million guaranteed. Both setting records for any wide receiver. So congratulations to him. He's contractually tied to Seattle for the next 6 years. Of course, you know, contracts in the NFL mean little to nothing. Look at all the dead cap money that these teams are carrying around. But I don't anticipate Jaxon Smith-Njigba being one of those guys, being a cap casualty the next couple of years.
Not only are you getting a guy that is a dedicated, hard worker, he's a good guy off the field. You're getting someone that's putting up the most prolific numbers a wide receiver can possibly put up. He's setting franchise records there. I mean, for a while, you can actually argue that he slowed down a bit at the end of this 2025 season, which is saying a lot because he had 1,793 receiving yards, 10 touchdown catches on 119 receptions. And Mike, like we can just flip on his highlights, and it's just an ooh and an ah and fest. The way that he can get his feet down on the sideline, his hands, his route tree, he does everything well. I mean, he's like the prototype. I think in the past you might have leaned one way or another. Like you either had like a guy that was 5'10", 5'11", but he was speedy. He could kill you in the slot, right? Like he was that route runner, footwork guy, but maybe he couldn't go up and win possession battles. Then you would lean towards like that David Boston type of dude. 6'4", 250. Maybe David Boston was closer to 300 pounds on his best day. I don't know. But the way he could rumble, go up and high point of football, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is almost the perfect blend of all of that. He's 6', 200 pounds. He does literally everything well, and it doesn't matter what you look like, it's how open can you get.
Absolutely.
And do you catch the football in traffic?
How open can you get when the defense is game planning for you?
Absolutely. And it's not a problem for him.
He still gets open. He moves around the field. He does it all. You know who was the first to call him to celebrate such a contract?
Who?
Puka Nacua.
Oh, little Puka.
Oh, little Puka. Puka's in the final year of his rookie deal, and he's looking at that saying, well, that's a good starting point. Because I bet he's going to break the bank, too.
Puka, hasn't Puka been talking a lot of stuff like this offseason?
Puka has some opinions.
Didn't he throw a laughing emoji after the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, basically pointing and laughing at Sam Darnold for winning a Lombardi trophy?
Let him live.
And being awesome in the game.
Division rivals,
they
baby. I love to see it.
Some stuff.
Doesn't matter.
Some stuff is just not allowed, though.
I like
you just
the pettiness.
You just got your asses kicked by them in the previous week.
We can laugh at him for doing that. But I like that. I like the gamesmanship. I like the rivalry.
Oh, he's in on it.
It's fun.
Yeah,
when those two teams play next year, heads are going to roll, baby.
Yeah, what a season for JSN. 2 years in a row now. He's been over 100 catches and over 1,100 yards. And this year, look, you do this when you're coming up at the end of your rookie contract. You've seen what happened with Justin Jefferson. You've seen what happened with Ja'Marr Chase. You are going to get it. And you know what? I'm reading over this article about the other guys that are in the mix for highest paid. So you had Ja'Marr Chase. We know that. You mentioned Puka. Justin Jefferson is still up there, $35 million. Highest average annual value, right, after Ja'Marr Chase now. CD Lamb, $34 million. DK Metcalf, highway robbery, $33 million. And then Garrett Wilson right beyond that. DK Metcalf, I had to look back at his stats.
He has a decent year.
He had 850 receiving yards and he was a head case and everyone knew it. We knew he was going to be a head case. He didn't even get 900 yards and you're paying him that kind of money.
He
got
himself
suspended. And when you get yourself suspended for being a dumbass, that doesn't work towards you. That works against
you. Again, I totally forgot.
Fighting a fan?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Idiot. It was like when they needed him on the field, too, when you needed to make sure you won those games. Now they still got in. He's had two 1,000-yard seasons. In 2020, he had 1,300 yards with the Seahawks, 10 touchdown catches.
By the way, speaking of Justin Jefferson, what a situation that's become.
Yeah.
I mean, you let the Sam Darnold, you let him, as well, what's the Sam Darnold?
Yeah, they won 14 games in the regular season.
Walk out the door.
Mm-hmm.
You get nothing in return.
Yeah.
You hitch your wagon to J.J. McCarthy. Now,
Kyler Murray time.
They bring in Kyler Murray, and they brought in Carson Wentz to presumably back him up. And
definitely to back him up.
But
definitely
to back him up. J.J. Yeah. Just
done.
He's an alcoholic now?
He's done. We were on this before his career started, right?
No, I know
people
that.
People are going to say, oh, it's just Buckeye fans hating on J.J. McCarthy. It didn't seem, the guy that we watched in college football, it just didn't strike us as like, oh, yeah, that guy is going to go on to the next level where everything is faster, everything is harder. He hasn't been forced to really break a lot of defenses down with that Michigan system, which is so run heavy. And then when you are bludgeoning teams to death with your run game, things are going to come open. And look, obviously he earned his way to the NFL to at least be a backup. So you're going to be able to make a lot of those throws. J.J. McCarthy can make NFL throws. Anyone that's a second stringer, that's a third stringer in that
all these
league,
guys can make
NFL throws.
The throws, but can you make them consistently?
Can you be a starter for 5 years? That's what it's all
that's
about when you're
Justin
picking a
Fields'
top 10
problem.
Guy.
That's not, you know, and we're Buckeye fans here.
Oh, yeah, and Fields,
right?
Fields has proven
Justin
he
Fields
can't be a consistent guy.
Can make the throws. He can wow you. He can wow you with his physical ability. But when it comes to putting something together consistently, he can't do it.
Yeah, I don't really expect J.J. is going to get a great shot to be a starter anywhere else. It would have to be like you go somewhere and then injuries give you that chance. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if anybody's going to look at everything that's out there and be like, okay, want to kick the tires on him. I'm going to give him the second chance and we're going to put our franchise around that.
What are the Dolphins doing?
Nothing. They're
at the quarterback
position. They're losing. Malik. They got Malik.
Oh, Malik Willis. That's
don't
right.
Don't they still have Quinn? They probably still have Quinn.
Quinn Ewers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably still there. And they're what? $160 million in dead cap money? That's fantastic.
A lot of losing.
They could go winless.
Could go 0-for.
My God.
Yeah, it could be real bad in Miami.
Well, we've never had an 0-for-17.
Right,
cross your fingers.
We had the Cleveland Browns.
Well, we had that. We had the Lions. They went winless.
Mm-hmm. Who did that more recently? The Browns or the Lions?
Browns.
Okay.
Right?
But the Lions wasn't that long ago, was it? That was in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, what was it, the Buccaneers way back in the day? Maybe when there was only 14?
You're all Philadelphia'd up today.
You're all White Sox'd up.
You got the...
We're all like in baseball mode.
You got the 76ers hat on. You got the Phillies.
Well, you know what? I knew we're getting closer to opening day, so I'm starting to get in that mood a little bit. I didn't want to wear anything basketball because yesterday, quite honest, as a fan, like personal allegiances took it out of me when Kansas lost to St. John's. Buckeyes are already out of this thing. Monday's kind of a sucky day anyway for a basketball fan. Like it is, your mind was just accustomed to all the basketball. It's like, okay, wake up, have a sandwich and 15 hours of basketball. Oh, okay. Where's the TV? Like, let's go. And now gone. So I wanted to, I knew Jason Stark is a Philly dude. Saw my Phillies jacket, Cooperstown collection.
Look at you.
It's great.
One of the all-time great sports names is coming to beat the Buckeyes. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the right lane if you're on westbound 670 before Neal Avenue. And watch out for another hold up due to a crash that's on 161 at 71. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Want to make the most of your tax refund? File with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get your biggest refund. And then Credit Karma helps you do more with it with a personalized plan designed to help you hit your money goals. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of This Stupid Show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. What are you running today? Probably the heat. Yesterday, AC. And today, migraine.
Well, you know what day yours truly loved most. 40 degrees and cloudy or 80 degrees and sunny?
Well, you and I are not, sick and demented.
We're not normal.
We're not though. Normal. I will take today. I enjoy today. Yesterday, too damn hot. You know, I had to go to a piano recital yesterday.
A Sunday piano recital.
Sunday, 3:30.
So this was
no
not,
air conditioning.
This
it was a
not
lot of good,
school. Not school involved if it was on
no,
a Sunday.
This is extracurricular
very nice.
Activity. But, you know, Samantha did her recital pieces. She had two of them. Did the Can-Can and the Star Wars theme.
Oh, wow.
Interesting selections, but did them both well. All the kids at the recital were excellent, awesome.
Nice.
Look, it's hard to stand in front of
Absolutely. People
and play stuff.
Of course it is. That's I got a lot of respect for her. She's young, too, so she's still just learning. I'd like to see her, you know, get the Billy Joel, you know, book of music now.
Learn yeah, I'll let her know.
Learn how to, you know, get to New York State of Mind.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. you really like that, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's great.
One of the greatest names of all time is coming here. As a matter of fact, the game starts in about half an hour. Buckeye women taking on Notre Dame over at the Shot. God. Second round matchup for their NCAA tournament. And Notre Dame has a star player, Hannah Hidalgo.
Hidalgo, yes!
Yes, Hannah Hidalgo, she is a stud, right?
I love that name.
She's fantastic. So it's going to be the Jelani Cambridge versus Hannah Hidalgo
show. Well, and they're a six seed, and pretty much because of her.
Yeah.
Like, she's the team. She averages 25.2 points, also leads the nation with 5.5 steals a game, 6.5 rebounds a game.
Yeah, she's incredible. Capable of going for 40. Capable of just going completely nuts. Now, where are you at with this Buckeye women's basketball team? Because I'd like to say that the confidence is there, and I think they're going to win, but we've been in this spot before where the Buckeyes have done their work in the regular season. They've been amazing. And they get the home site, and they get to that second rounder, and they bow out. So I would love for this to be a year where they make a deep run again, but you've got to get past this Notre Dame team.
You know what?
I think they're going to do it.
You know what?
But Hidalgo's going to make it tough.
Ooh, Hidalgo.
Take it to the bank.
Oh.
Today, get the job done.
Bank time? He's just a common
man. I have faith in our guy, Tyler Danberg, on the call.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to will them to victory.
Tyler's going to be
the difference here. He has that quality. Like, maybe things are getting tough. They have a huddle on the court. They look over. They see Tyler staring at him.
We can do it for him.
Do you think
they
maybe...
go rally.
Do you think maybe he would try to project a little bit more so that his voice could carry into the huddle just to let him know, like, how... I don't think you're getting back on defense. Oh, the Buckeyes really need to get back on defense a little bit more. They need to attack the glass or they're not going to be able to survive this one.
My guy.
Passive aggressively just sort of throw that out there for him.
4 o'clock on 1460 and the Fans HD2. Buckeye women's hockey lost in the title game to Wisconsin for the second straight season. God. So they got to the championship game.
These
and then
Badgers,
just
man.
Couldn't get it done. They fell behind. They came back, but then... it was a heartbreaker.
Yeah, and it was, here's the tough thing. You tell me where you're at. I don't know if you saw, like, what was happening.
I think it's time to fire Nadine Muzzaroff.
Right after you
what
extended her?
Piece of garbage.
Right, you keep getting to the national championship games, and you lose to Wisconsin, even though you've won. So I think that's two out of the five. They've been there five times. She's gotten two
yes,
of them.
Obviously,
they've been
I'm kidding.
It's been an incredible rivalry.
You
want
to win the game, but she's done a fantastic job.
Still, though, this is nuts. The fact that the final game keeps coming down to two squads from the same conference. It's Ohio State and Wisconsin. So in the final minute, Muzz threw a challenge out there because there was just a mad dash in the crease. Buckeyes trying to score at all cost, right? Emptying the clip at this point.
Absolutely.
As you do. Like the Jackets were trying to do at the end of the game against the Islanders. Just couldn't get the goal. And they thought that there might have been a Wisconsin paw hand on that puck in the crease to try to like cover it up or like throw it out of there. And couldn't really see anything. There was just too many bodies there. They're looking at this.
It may have been.
But
you couldn't change the call.
And so when you lose that challenge, what happens? That's a bench minor. It's right. Basically game over because you can't, what are you going to empty the net just to play even? And that's what happens and you lose the game. So too bad. Sucks. Sucks a big
stop it. See, this is sometimes I like to play this game with you.
Just talk.
But you're just going to dig yourself a hole. That's what you're going to do.
Don't do it to me.
I'm going to do it to you.
Don't you do it.
Crew you lose go to Toronto. It's going to be lean this season for the Crew, friend.
Is this the segment where is this the segment where we're just going to like, set them up and knock them back, all the suck that's going on
this
weekend?
I'll tell you, the Jackets lost a tough one to the Islanders yesterday, too.
The Crew are a disaster.
Bums.
Hannah Hidalgo is going to come in and drop 50 on us.
No, I said take it to the bank, baby.
All right.
Come on. Take it to the bank.
You got a thought about the Crew and your deep analysis on deep vein thrombosis on what the Crew are doing this year?
Analysis. They suck.
It's bad, man.
They can't score. They suck.
What a shame, too.
What's Wilfred doing?
I don't know.
I mean, he got fired from the Scottish club.
Yeah, he goes over there. I think he makes it 7 games. That's it. And then he's out. What didn't work? What was wrong about that opportunity where it was that quick and he's out of a job there?
I don't know. But look, I'm not saying that the reason that the Crew are the way they are is because he's not here.
No, but I'm just saying.
They just don't have a ton of horses to run with.
I'm just saying he's not going to tell you this, but if you were to put Wilfried on a lie detector test and say, I'd rather stay here. Nothing changes. I'm with my current club. and then the next great opportunity comes along, though, is you would want to still be here with the way that worked out.
He made millions of dollars, I'm sure, and had to work seven games.
Yeah, but
and they fired his ass.
You don't want it.
It's
to
my
be,
dream.
That's so embarrassing.
Oh, it's not embarrassing.
It's like the fastest sacking in the club's history.
I hope I get fired here right now.
Yeah, but
and they give us millions of dollars.
But that's a pretty key part because no one's going to do that. You'll just be fired. I don't even think they'll pay out the end of our contracts here.
Creighton coach Greg McDermott is retiring. What?
What is this? This is like the fifth thing.
Just bouncing around? Telling people what's up?
Have you seen what the hot Easter item is this year?
What is the hot Easter item?
What are we, the Today Show?
Wow,
I'm just
How you doing over
what
there,
What is
Ted?
It? It's a Sam's Club bunny. That's the hot Easter item. It's a six-foot bunny.
Six-foot bunny.
Yeah, it's great. He's like a nutcracker. You put him in your foyer.
You have to take a
foyer.
Was it a hammer? Sledgehammer to it, right?
Chainsaw. It's good.
Sledgehammer. What is that?
The
what
whales.
Are you doing over there,
That's
Ted?
The whales, right?
Oh. What the?
You hear that all weekend? Come
what
on.
What the hell is going on?
I'm not musically talented.
Greg McDermott, he's out.
He was almost a Buckeye coach.
He was almost the Buckeye coach, and we revolted. We didn't think he was good enough to coach the Buckeyes.
And how wrong we were.
We were wrong.
Greg McDermott had a hell of a run at Creighton. He won over 360 games there, which has got to be about as many as Thad won at Ohio State. Tells you something about what McDermott did there and navigated their move into the Big East Conference, which is a major step for a program like Creighton, and didn't just compete in that league, was able to win championships in that league and do some things in the NCAA tournament. They got themselves to a Final Four, if I'm not mistaken. Is that last year or 2 years ago? They had a deep run, Teddy?
I thought they just made it to the Elite Eight.
They're at least in the Elite Eight. My memory is blurring. I thought they made it to the Final Four.
He's the expert.
But he was fantastic there.
The Patriots have released Josh Dobbs. So looks like Tommy DeVito's going to be their backup quarterback.
Tommy DeVito.
What does that even mean? Come on.
Okay. I'm just giving you some news and notes. Yeah. That's all.
Charlotte has hired Wes Miller.
Oh, I saw that. Yes. My God.
Basketball coach.
Wes Miller. Good for him.
So he is falling down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Mexican prospect Kareem Lopez has declared for the NBA draft. What's your thought on that, Mike?
He spent the last two seasons playing for the New Zealand Breakers.
Oh.
Of the Australian NBL.
Australian players.
Yeah.
Dan Hurley looked to Tom Izzo for advice on taking the Lakers job. And, of course, that resulted in him staying at UConn.
Yeah, probably the right thing to do.
He'll be the next Kansas coach.
Just go ahead and read the other one of that Oklahoma linebacker you don't know how to pronounce.
Cam Scataboo is... sorry that he made some jokes about CTE and asthma in a podcast.
Yeah, pretty dumb.
Yeah, he's just trying to be funny.
Pretty dumb.
That's why, like, people and you know, don't realize in this business, like, you guys do a really good job of making things funny. Oh,
exactly.
But don't go, you know, too crazy.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know how to handle
it. You wouldn't
it.
Do surgery yourself, would you?
Yeah. So you don't bring people off the street to try to be a comedian.
Right.
Or
Scataboo needs to just stick to bashing his head up against a brick wall.
That's right.
He'll find out that CTE's all too real soon enough.
Mm-hmm. Let us do the off-color and insensitive jokes. Let us handle all that. Did you see that?
Ted, you got a lot of info for the material for the weekend show so far? A lot of good stuff.
Did you guys see Oklahoma linebacker Owen Heineke is suing the NCAA?
I didn't see that.
For eligibility here in 2026. It's a big deal.
Is he 30 years old or what?
He's 47. What's the problem?
Who was the quarterback? Heineke. What was his name?
Winky.
No, Heineke.
Easy for you to say.
Taylor Heineke?
Taylor.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Taylor
a guy.
My guy.
Are they related?
My guy. He's his dad.
No, he's not.
Well, then why'd you ask?
I don't. How many Heinekes are there?
Can't be. There can't be any Heinekes. You got the beer Heineke.
Heineken.
And then you got Taylor and Billy here.
Kekalainen.
Oh, wait. Owen, that's his name.
We saw a basketball player do something after his tournament game that we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Details next.
Next. Coming up.
Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's causing some holdup. If you're on 5th Avenue west of Stelzer Road, we also have a crash that's blocking the right lane and causing some delay on eastbound 161 at 71. This report is sponsored by WeatherBug. Get the fastest local alerts and accurate 24/7 forecasts with WeatherBug. It's easy to use and provides real-time customizable alerts, so the weather never takes you by surprise. Plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store now. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning knowing anything is possible. Because if these guys are hosting a radio show, imagine the possibilities. T-Bone and Tyvus.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Your home for football, food, and fun. The Fan.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Hey, I got a prize.
What you got?
I got a prize. Give me a number.
7.
Caller number 7. 614-821-9710. Gets a pair of tickets. See the Blackets.
What did you say?
The Blue Jackets.
What is wrong? The Columbus JOs. What are you doing, Beamer? Come on, start again. Do it right.
Pair of tickets. See the Blue Jackets take on the Hurricanes March 31st at Nationwide Arena, and learn how you could join the Jackets on a once in a lifetime trip to Montreal.
Ooh.
Details at 971thefan.com. You know, I've never been to Montreal. I'd like to go.
Yeah.
I'd like to go there. I want to go to Quebec City as well.
I want to do all the northeastern things. I want to do everything up there. I haven't been to Maine. Really, the only part of the United States that I've left to really explore is the Northeast. And then I want to see Canada, too, and the big cities.
Teddy said, which caller, man? 7, Ted.
I missed a call. Which 7. Caller was because I was 7. Laughing at the...
Laughing at the Blackets?
Tickets. A nice warm blanket over you.
This show's really good today, huh? You know what, though? We're setting it up for good shows the rest of the week. Can't be any worse.
I mean, we have Jason Stark coming up at 5:30 today. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
He's got such a great phone connection.
I'm sure it's going to be. It can't be any worse than it was the last 2 weeks. Is he still out there in Arizona or down in Florida doing spring training? Is he back at home base yet?
He was in Florida. I don't know where he is. Because I said, are you coming on today? He said, yep, crazy day. Yep, crazy day.
Mm.
Anything you want to talk about? Nope. Okay.
Perfect. We'll just see how that goes then.
All right, you were telling me that a basketball player did something after his tournament game that we've never seen before.
So I almost didn't even know that this was true, but then it got posted so many times and all these different accounts were talking about it, and it was verified that Malik Renew, you know, the former Indiana basketball player, transferred down there to Miami to play with the Hurricanes. No one really followed Miami Hurricane basketball all year long, but they had a nice run in the ACC, got into the NCAA tournament, and made it to the second round, and they played Purdue tough. They hung around with them. Now, after the game was done, it was swirling around, and I really thought that there was just some lunatic dressed as a Miami Hurricanes basketball player. Full regalia. Armbands, shoes, basketball socks, straight up uniform, shorts, jersey, all that. Turns out that Malik Renew, after the game was done and after they broke out, had the post game, all that, he just went right up there to the concourse and he's standing in line at this thing called Three Stripes Pizza. And maybe this is some...
Hey, man, he's hungry.
Maybe this is some local St. Louis-style pizza that you've just got to have. And that was that. He just... People saw him there, and they're, like, taking photos. Like, what are you doing up here?
Just wanted something to eat?
I've never seen or heard of that in all my years covering sports, where you see a dude in full uniform just walking right up there among the people, grabbing himself a bite to eat. Like, where's the... At the very least, remember Urban Meyer after the Michigan State loss in the Big Ten championship game? Sad pizza on a golf cart?
Oh, he was.
It's not going to be the happiest meal, but at least like you're down in the bowels of the stadium or the arena.
He was a total zombie.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
he was. They lost a game that they never should have lost.
He was despondent.
He forgot that. Was it Zeke or was it Carlos Hyde?
Zeke.
Forgot Zeke existed.
No, well, no, that was a different game. That was a regular season game against Michigan State in 2015. The Michigan State Big Ten championship game we're referring to was his first ever loss at Ohio State, because he went 12-0 undefeated in 2012, started off 12-0 in 2013, and then lost the Big Ten championship game, which was a crazy run. And then that gave us sad pizza. I'm being told now by the internet that it was a chicken basket. He ordered a chicken basket at this pizza shop. It's a lot of times it might say it's pizza, but they have all the other arena foods there on the menu as well.
That's your go-to.
Chicken and basketball.
You go to the shot, and that's your thing.
Oh.
Chicken tenders and some fries, baby.
Scarlet and game, baby. Clucks and fries. It's pretty good, honestly, as far as arena food goes. There at the Schottenstein Center, that's not one of my gripes with the food options that they have. And the fries, they're pretty crispy. Evil Bald Colin likes to call them the psoriasis fries. They got the nice crisp to them. Very tasty.
Psoriasis fries.
Yeah, you know, it's just they're very seasoned.
Flaky?
They're a little flaky,
but crispy. I love seasoned fries.
Yeah, they're
really... We don't do enough seasoned fries.
No, we don't. They're really, really good.
All right, final Jake Diebler show of the season today. You're going to hear from the coach coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving slow due to an accident that's on westbound 670 before Neal Avenue. It's moving slow from Leonard Avenue, and we've got a couple minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side from Alum Creek Drive to US 33. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/vision-zero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. It's some round of 32 action for the Ohio State women's basketball team as they host Notre Dame. A win today will put them into the Sweet 16, where they will meet either Vanderbilt or Illinois. They're just now getting tipped off at the shot. You can catch the action over on The Fan 2, where Tyler Danberg and Kristen Watt have the call. NFL news, Jaxon Smith-Njigba got paid. The former Buckeye and the Seahawks have agreed on a four-year extension worth $168.6 million. This deal now makes him the highest-paid wide receiver in NFL history. Some coaching changes in college basketball. Former Cincinnati head coach Wes Miller has agreed to be the next head coach at Charlotte. And Creighton coach Greg McDermott is retiring after this season. McDermott has spent the last 16 years in Omaha. This update is sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers. From now through March 31st, get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet on the app. Terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I got something for you, buddy.
What do you got? By the way, I like your hoodie today.
Oh, thank you.
You got Canada Goose on. Special.
Thanks, buddy.
Special guy.
What the hell was I going to say? See? That's
what?
That drives me nuts.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say something.
Just gave you a compliment.
It doesn't matter. My brain doesn't work well. I had something I was going to say, and now it's gone.
That's
because
it?
Because you're a nice sweatshirt. Now, whatever I was going to say is gone. It's in the ether.
All right. I guess I just won't say nice things anymore. Guess that's that.
You can say nice things. Wait till there's a lull in the conversation. I said, I got something for you, buddy.
Oh, you got a nice sweatshirt today.
So sorry. Man.
What the hell was I going to say, Teddy?
What? Don't ask him. How is he going to know what you were going to say?
I remember. All right.
Thank God.
You got another question?
No, I'm. It's better
be
good.
About shoes today, too?
That was a great hat you had on today.
Yeah, thank you, Teddy.
It's got the Japanese logo. It's good.
Does that mean socks? Is that what that?
Yeah, it's a White Sox Japanese. That way you shut up. Shut up the both of you.
Let's go.
All right?
Let's go. Don't tell me.
All right. So you ate a ghost pepper.
Yes.
From Skip Mossick's garden.
Yes, it's been a while now.
Skip Mossick grows weapons-grade peppers in his garden.
Mm-hmm.
And he eats them raw. He puts them on hamburgers. He's a nut. You ate that thing, and it was the hottest thing you ever had in your life.
I barely had a... I nibbled the tip.
You barely had a thing. Yes, you nibbled the tip. You're very good at that. But I had my guy over today, and we were planning out what I want to plant in the garden.
Okay.
And he suggested...
Yeah.
Actually, I suggested perhaps I grow some ghost peppers, and we can make Timmy Eats a Ghost Pepper a regular occurrence. On the show.
Maybe like a once a summertime type of
people
thing.
People really seem to enjoy it. They still bring it up to this day. It's my job to get you to piss lava. That's what I want to do.
What would be physically more harming if I were to eat like half of that pepper?
Skip eats them all the time.
Take a bit. I don't know. I think
he eats them all the time.
Yeah, but he's cooking them down though.
No, he's right? not. He slices them raw. And puts them on burgers.
Right, I question if he slices big chunks of them raw,
Teddy,
on the burger. I thought he like puts them into his sauce.
He's calling Skip a liar, Teddy.
And kind of takes the heat level down a little bit to where it's tolerable.
That's not cool.
I think Skip's back there.
He's going to get you. Yeah, he's here today.
He's here. He's going to blink all over your ass.
I know he didn't slip any into his clam chowder because he would have killed off half the parish if he did that.
But I was researching the ghost pepper. The ghost pepper, what you ate.
Yeah.
1 million Scoville units.
Okay.
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 That's hot, hot, hot. However, it is not the hottest pepper in the world.
I know what it is.
Do you?
Is it the Carolina Reaper?
Well, it was. They apparently have some lab-grown thing now called Pepper X.
Oh, I don't like that. Lab-grown?
Well, nobody's had this thing yet, but the hottest traditional pepper that you can grow is a Carolina Reaper. It's over twice as hot, 2.2 million Scoville units.
Wow.
So I had said to my guy, hey, how about this year I do some ghost peppers? And he said, better yet,
no.
Why don't you do some Reapers? And so it's going to happen, my friend.
Reaper?
I'm going to grow the Carolina Reapers in my little bed, in my garden. And we're going to have a weekly segment on the show called Tim Loses Control of His Bowels.
I'm looking at the Scoville heat scale right now. Just pulled this up on the internet. So you're right about the Carolina Reaper, about 2.2 million.
It's 200 times hotter than a jalapeno. 200 times hotter.
And the jalapeno pepper that I had, which I still contend.
You contend.
It was being rubbed up against by that ghost pepper. And so some of the oils were on the exterior of the jalapeno.
I'll give that to you.
I took like half a bite of that thing, and they're generally not that hot, right? There's 8,000.
You were going to die from the jalapeno.
Yeah, it's 8,000 Scoville units. So this lists out the Carolina Reaper, and then above that, it just goes to U.S. grade pepper spray, 5.3 million, and then 15 million pure capsaicin. That's it. That's the only two things.
All right, I tell you what. You don't have to eat the Carolina Reaper every week.
Scott, stop.
All right, not every week, but you have to give me at least one. You eat it once, and then at some point, you have to allow me or Ted to spray you with pepper spray.
Oh, God. No, what is this?
Come on.
What are you
doing? Teddy, that's fun for the whole family.
I like it.
Because that's not just a good radio bit. That'll play on YouTube, everything, man. Yeah.
If you unload the pepper spray in here, then we're all done.
No, we won't do it. Not in here.
Even out there?
We'll take you out in the parking lot and spray you down.
Do you remember when it was unleashed after the Ohio State-Michigan game? Everyone there was feeling the effects of it. It'll be in the area.
I already bought some gas masks. for me and Teddy.
This is where the bit goes.
That's where the bit goes.
I will do that.
We can
under
do
one
this,
condition.
Right?
Absolutely.
I'll do some pepper eating. I'm certainly not going to agree to getting pepper sprayed in the face.
What about
I'll
a tase? Tase in the genitals?
No, I was going to say that to you.
No.
I would like to tase you right in the chest.
No.
You would love to find out what that feels
like. I'm grandfathered in.
Low-grade tase. No. Dial it all the way back to the most moderate setting. I'm not going to shoot you in the face.
I don't trust you, man.
Just going to point the thing right at your chest.
I'll do it if Teddy does it.
At my age, that might kill me.
No. I want you to do it to me.
I trust you to do it to me.
Tase you? I don't trust him.
You think I'd tase you in the nuts?
No, I think you'd get the voltage all the way up.
Just dial it up?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I would not do that. No.
I just want to get it to piss yourself voltage. That's it.
First of all, it didn't take a lot for me at this point to piss myself.
I want drool to spill out the side of your mouth. And I want you to just...
You get the good image, huh? You got the good mental image.
Just envisioning it, just the it's great too because the taser is somewhat silent, and so it doesn't have like an audio thing going to it. Like it'd be better if it made like a loud buzzing sound.
It doesn't make a zap?
So you knew something was happening, but when you see videos of people getting tased, sometimes you don't even know anything's going on, and then they're just sort of convulsing.
All right, Jake Diebler.
It's done.
Stop it. Let's get back on track.
Oh, what have you done? This is the whole segment.
The whole show. Jake Diebler had his last radio show of the season today. Here's what he said about what he's going to remember about this team.
How much fun I had, Ron, going to practice and pushing this team to be its best. Like that part was the best part. These guys enjoyed being around them every day. They enjoyed being around each other. You could see it on their face. We worked extremely hard, and there were times they were probably frustrated with how hard I was pushing them. But, you know, this team was a joy to work with, and I think it was a great part of this group's, you know, like we'll just call it a how they'll be remembered is how close they were and the chemistry they had. And I'm appreciative of what this team, you know, how they approached every single day. One perfect faced adversity, but they handled it well.
All right. There's two other ones that I want to play for you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Jake talking about scheduling big time opponents for next season. You know, we can talk about changing the color of the court and we can talk about the lighting in the shot. The reality is, people like to come out for big-time opponents, and, dare I say, your team gets better playing big-time opponents, even if you don't win all those matchups. Here's Jake talking about that.
You know, for us, we have to do everything we can to position ourselves according to the net well, because it's such an important tool. And listen, if we knew it's hard. Like if we knew teams that you could potentially guarantee they were going to be quad twos, that you could like there's a big difference between a quad two and a quad three in the way it's analyzed. But it's like it's really, really hard to predict in the spring and summer, you know, low to mid major teams that could eventually be a quad two caliber team. That's really hard to predict.
So here's my one sticking point with where we are right now.
Yeah.
And I was listening to that part of the show, and that you heard the Travis Steele stuff by this point, right? Miami, Ohio's head coach, and how he's pissed off that he sent a million emails out and couldn't get games that he wanted.
Not just him.
And you heard Matt Painter, Purdue's coach, kind of clap back at that this weekend. So it's become
other
sort of
coaches
a big conversation.
Have said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Other coaches have said that. And so Jake was kind of talking about how not every single mid-major that we're going to schedule, do we want that to be a tough game? There are going to be, and I get it, it's college basketball. You can have two or three, like, quote-unquote, bye games, teams you want to drill. But then you also want, like, a tier system, like in a schedule. But and he was talking a little bit about that, of trying to make sure that you get a mid-major game in there that's at least quad two. But my biggest concern, even going forward, is we're so caught up in neutral site play.
Exactly
it's
right.
It's neutral site play. And even the big game we have so far right now, Kansas, which is great, right? But that's going to be in the CBS Sports Classic, which are contractually bound to be in. We need to get back to the days where at the very least, we had more of the challenges with other conferences. We had the Big Ten ACC challenge, which was home court. We had the Gavitt games for a minute, which was a Big East thing. There was a year we had UNC at the Dean Dome and then Villanova here at the Shot when they were in a window. They were in a window pretty much the whole time Jay Wright was there the last 15 years. But the more we can get from that, not taking a West Virginia game for me personally and taking it up to Cleveland, those games we need to be here. But he said he's committed to five high major non-conference games. We just need more here.
One more soundbite I want to play for you. I have some fun audio from the weekend, and I'm going to tell you how we fix college basketball in this city forever.
Oh, good.
Just a little something.
You got the answer.
I got the answer.
You got the answer.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side, going from 670 to 17th Avenue. And watch out for another holdup due to a crash if you're on Nelson Road at East Main Street. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Want to make the most of your tax refund? File with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get your biggest refund, and then Credit Karma helps you do more with it, with a personalized plan designed to help you hit your money goals. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
One more play-by-play.
Yay!
It's on The Fan, too. March Madness, Reds baseball, Ohio State athletics, and much more. Find The Fan, too, on The Fan's HD2 channel and 1460 on the AM dial.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll look for dry conditions overnight into Tuesday morning across central Ohio with overnight lows mid to upper 20s. On Tuesday, a lot of sunshine, high temps cracking the 50s into the low 50s we go. Wednesday, partly sunny skies into the 60s. And then on Thursday, into the 70s. So it's like 10 degrees warmer each day. Thursday starts out dry and sunny, and then a cold front comes in the evening and nighttime hours with some showers and some thunderstorms. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify Wrapped list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
We talked about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Low testosterone is a real issue for many men. It can lead to poor sleep, low energy, brain fog.
Bad.
Reduced sexy time drive and make it difficult to stay in shape. And as we all know, a healthy body plays a major role in overall health and well-being.
That fog that you've got.
Oh, the brain fog?
Can't even remember what you wanted to say.
It's terrible. My God.
I don't know if you can finish the read.
I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They're experts. And if you're like a lot of men, within just a few weeks, you'll feel your energy return. That brain fog's going to go away. Your sleep's going to improve. And
sex.
Disgusting pig. Sex. It's a beautiful thing. You've turned it into something disgusting.
It's still beautiful.
Take the low T quiz on their website, tristatementshealth.com. It's a simple 10 question quiz with yes or no answers. Takes 2 minutes. Schedule today. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatementshealth.com. What do you got over there?
Would it be rude if I tried a snack without you having one?
What is it?
It's a Nutty Buddy in oatmeal cream pie form. Have you seen these yet?
No, I ain't seen it.
Yeah, it's a Little Debbie snack. It's the straight up Nutty Buddy. But
well, Nutty Buddy / Nutty Bar.
Yeah, but the thing about the Nutty
wafer.
The Nutty Buddy is great because of its crispiness. And this, I think, is a softer.
This is a combination oatmeal cream pie and Nutty Buddy.
Mm.
Peanut butter on the inside instead of the white fluff. What do you think, Timmy? Chocolate cookies.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Nutty Buddy, a million times better.
The original.
The OG.
Wafer Nutty Buddy.
A million times better. I say nice try for giving this a go.
I assume that's not competing with the oatmeal cream
pie. And it's not competing with the oatmeal cream pie. Well, no, yeah, it's not as good. I know. I can taste an oatmeal cream pie without even eating one.
No, I know.
Like,
so my point is, you've created something that's not as good as the original, and it's not as good as the oatmeal cream pie. Yeah.
So what's the point?
There's no point.
Hopefully, you sell these out, and you don't do it again. That would be my advice to Little Debbie. Mm-hmm. Good try, but I need to go back to the crispy, crunchy, Nutty Buddy.
All right, I got one more Jake Diebler cut that I want to play you. We were talking about scheduling and how you want to schedule big time opponents, quality opponents, and he says he's got something cooking for December.
Yeah, really excited about the addition of Kansas to the CBS Sports Classic. Such a big time event, and all those games seem to come down to the wire. It's a great, great day of basketball. So, you know, we're excited about the opportunity to play them. We're in talks, you know, for some really great non-conference matchups, and we have a return game to Notre Dame.
That's right.
On the schedule as well. And we also get an additional game on our schedule, regular season game this year. And in full transparency, we haven't decided the direction of that additional game yet.
So I did not know that last part. So he mentioned Kansas, which we knew about.
Yeah,
that's going to be in December.
That's neutral site. That's at the Garden.
I will say my perfect schedule with the way the future of college basketball is going is that they dial back neutral sites. I know there has to be a compromise because there's too much money in them, so you're never going to give them up completely. But if you are going to play them, playing at the Garden would be my preference, which is where that game is. So that could be a destination type of travel game. Go to New York City, see the Buckeyes play KU. But to never like have the idea that KU could come back here again and then you can go to Allen Fieldhouse, that stinks. Like, people also want to do that. Buckeye fans would travel to Kansas City and go and check that off their bucket list. But he said there's an extra game, so I'm hoping that they make that a sixth high major opponent. He said they haven't decided yet, still figuring it out. Get something here that then you can return another year. I know, because this year you're returning the game to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So that'd be another That'd be another road trip potentially. Or no, you would want to have that one here at home. So then you wouldn't have that extra road game for a non-conference matchup. So you've got some wiggle room with how you can look into the future and make some of those agreements now.
I think it's finally time to make this happen. We've tossed this around for years. You know, in-season tournaments, everybody's doing them, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do our little neutral site in-season tournaments. Whether they're real tournaments or not, you go and you play a team.
Mm-hmm.
But let's do a real tournament. Let's do something. We can workshop the name because I know like the Reds and Guardians already have the Ohio Cup trademark.
Yep.
But I want to do an in-state tournament.
It's been...
with Ohio teams.
It's been thought of for a decade overdue. Or longer now.
It's overdue. And, I've heard for years, oh, we can't do it because you're competing against these teams when it comes to recruiting, which was a lie back then. And it's a lie now.
Or because of the Crosstown shootout and how Xavier and Cincy have their game every year.
That's fine.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to... We're
not
going to
take that away.
Not trying to take that away from them. That's great that you have two teams in the same city and you play each other every year. That's what it's all about.
And maybe it's not even the same teams every single year because that would be difficult to put together.
Mm-hmm.
But you're telling me if you put something at the shot, put it nationwide, whatever. Where it's Ohio State and it's the Miami Redhawks and it's Dayton. Whoever you want. Kent State can be in there as well. They're a tournament team.
Right. If one of the four, I call it the Big Four. Like the way that I think of it in Ohio is the Big Four, where you got Ohio State, Dayton, Xavier, and Cincinnati. Like that to me. And that's no disrespect.
Right, but it doesn't have to be
all
limited
the other Ohio MAC schools out there.
Right. Yeah. To those schools.
They can spike and have, you know, Akron with John Gross has been on a good trend. Miami.
Absolutely.
With Travis Steele. Travis Steele probably, maybe he gets out of that job and there's been some people saying, he might wind up at Cincinnati, you know, with Wes Miller being out of there, and then he'd have a chance to compete against Xavier. But I also have envisioned the scenarios could be tricky with getting the coaches to agree with this. But God, I think it would be so much fun. Most of the time, it's going to help out the net ranking. And you want to celebrate the programs that you have in the state of Ohio. You want to sort of have those four teams be the backbone of what basketball is in this state.
You I know want what you're saying about the coaches, the too, but you quite frankly, this should be above the coaches. This should be at the university level. No,
it should be about us.
Coaches, well, that's what I mean.
It should be about us who want to see this, and we're going to buy the tickets.
Coaches are going to come and go, right? But this is something that you can put together, and it lasts a generation.
Mm-hmm. Why not have it rotate to the home gyms?
I think that's great.
That way, like, if it's Xavier or Cincy's turn to host the Crosstown Shootout, you could go and have that the same weekend. I don't know how they would feel about that, but I was just speaking out loud. Like, if they had the Crosstown Shootout, and then either earlier in the day with enough separation or after, you have Ohio State Dayton. Like, could you imagine what an insane day of basketball that would be?
Crazy.
Crosstown Shootout at Cintas or at Fifth Third and then Ohio State Dayton before or after that. Or it rotates around to UD Arena, to the shot, and then, you know, you mix and match like what the opponents are going to be. Would be really, really fun.
All right, NFL players don't know how to play flag football. So they had the thing that was supposed to be in Saudi Arabia.
I watched one clip on social media, and it was Tom Brady flipping a ball at either Jake Paul or Logan Paul's face.
48-year-old Tom Brady, he was there, he was playing. He fired a perfect touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs.
Did he?
Took some time away from strangling some women to come in here.
A perfect pass, huh?
Yeah, it says...
Tom Brady can throw a good ball?
Tom Brady's first competitive football game in more than 1,000 days.
Don't even.
We're really pushing the limits of what's a competitive football game, aren't we? But the thing is that both NFL squads got crushed by the actual USA flag football players. That's the thing.
I thought those guys sucked and the NFL guys were going to be a lot better. No, that's not the case right now.
There's different rules. Flag football guys, they play, they practice together. They understand the rules. They understand the intricacies of the game that the NFL players don't.
That's true.
You could tell they were just trying to figure out the rules on the fly. But we're looking at the 2028 Olympic Games. And we're saying, oh, NFL players. Joe Burrow said, I want to play quarterback. For the flag football team.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, but can I tell you something?
You don't think he could just be the guy and beat the dude out because he's Joey B?
Yes, but my point is, who gives you the better chance to win gold? the guys who do this all day, every day, and are really good at it to the point where they just went out and beat NFL players and wasn't even that close, or getting a hodgepodge of NFL guys that maybe will get one or two practices in before you go and compete for the Olympics.
There's got to be a blend, right? Or if you throw, I'm not saying I want it. I wouldn't want it if I was a fan of that team, but you have a Justin Jefferson type that like goes in there and takes a receiver spot. And then you keep a lot of the quote unquote veteran flag football players that are on Team USA.
I want guys that are dedicated enough to practice every single day.
I saw my guy Daryl Green. He's 66.
That's stupid.
Daryl Green 66. Is going to drop a spot. He said, I'm going to give it my best and I'll walk away with my head up either way.
That's what this is going to become.
Trying to earn a roster spot.
Guys like T.O., he's going to flap his gums and he can go out and do this. Daryl Green, 66. Herschel Walker is going to say that he can do it. We're going to have a team of geriatrics. And we're going to go to the Olympics and lose.
Yeah. Daryl, I love you, man. I do. You were fantastic. But let's not maybe do this.
Ryan Day is getting ready to hand someone a big bag of cash. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to an accident that's on eastbound 270's off-ramp to Alum Creek Drive on the south outer belt. And there's about a 15-minute delay on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Discover. Guess what? Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow.
Oh, plug away.
It's Hot Take Tuesday on T-Bone and Tyvus at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Jean-Luc Grandpierre, the Hyphenator, will join at 7:17. Jody Shelley will be on with Bo Bishop and Friends at 11:30 tomorrow. And on this show tomorrow, it's our big girthy Tuesday program. We got Inside the Buckeyes. We got See You Next Tuesday with Jen Winters. We got Rapid Fire. And we got Timmy Time. And don't forget, on Wednesday, that is when we unveil the champion, the Pizza Madness champion for 2026, 4 o'clock Wednesday. Of course, me and Timmy, but Bone and Tyvus and Jen and Nicole and Teddy will all be here eating pizza and declaring a victor.
Man, it is going to be like a pizza party. I feel like this is all just, it's been so much fun. I've tried so many pizza places. I even went back. I've been having pizza that's been knocked out of the tournament, and that's fine.
It doesn't matter. That's what it's all about. It's a celebration of pizza. It's what we're doing.
Because I've thought about it, even though they might have lost a matchup, it's not like we're done with those pizza spots. On the contrary, it's like I can't wait to continue to go back and have them. I was at Emilio's again on Friday night. I think Fishy was there, but right before I was there.
He was there too.
The guy that was inside, the manager, the owner of the bar, saw me there. Made sure that I, got double charged for my pizza.
Absolutely, as
because
he should.
Of them being knocked out by Sexton's, I believe it was. But no, it was fantastic. We kept talking about who's got the crispiest crust because Jen Winters contends.
Thinnest, not crispy.
Thinnest, and crispy.
Thinnest crust.
She thinks that the Rubino's crust is thinner than Tommy's.
I agree with her, too.
And then I don't think Emilio's is thinner than Tommy's.
It's pretty damn thin.
But it's really thin. It's just, it's so good.
All right, Ryan Day is getting a big bag of cash together.
Who's he throwing it at now?
Well, because he's getting a new visit coming in here. I think it's this week. This week or next week. Jet Harrison.
Jet.
He's the number one overall prospect for the class of 2028. And, of course, he is a five-star wide receiver. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because it is. Because there's Marvin Harrison. And then there's Marvin Harrison Jr. And then there's Jet.
And Jet with two T's.
Yeah, that's right. He's the number one guy in the class of 2028. And he's going to need a big bag of cash.
Oh, yeah. He's going to have a gigantic bag of cash. There's some of these other offers that he's got. You got, you know.
Everyone offers him.
No, but I always find it interesting, like the way it's written out. I'm just glancing at an 11 Warriors article, so I don't know if there's rhyme or reason to the listing, but Duke, Tennessee, BC, Oregon, Penn State, Virginia Tech, and Nebraska. A lot of times that's based on what the intel of the player's way of thinking is. You know, yeah, he's going to have offers from every single school in the country unless Jet Harrison already has his mind made up that there are certain schools. Yeah, that's fine. Like, I know you're a big-time football program, but you're not on my mind. Like, if I'm going to one of those types, Ohio State is high on my list, or Tennessee is high on my list. So we will see. Or if I want to go a more academic route, I want to go to a place like Duke, where they might not have the prowess in football, even though they did go to an ACC championship. That would be a shocker. That would be a shocker. And I love how you start getting into these. Do we call that a legacy player? He's a younger brother. And he's still.
Yeah, he's a legacy player.
I still
player.
Consider that a legacy player.
Absolutely,
because someone in his family
came here,
threw it
and
down, and was one of the all-time greats.
Awesome.
Yeah, was one of the all-time greats at the position. So, in my opinion, that gives you a gigantic leg up. I don't know, as we've seen in some other cases, if Ohio State is going to be able to offer the absolute maximum that some other schools can, because you've got a lot of other people that you've got to pay, and you've got to get that ledger to make sense for the entire roster. But we know that they'll be able to.
It's not about offering
offer something
the maximum. It's about being in the ballpark.
Be in the ballpark.
You know,
which is what they had to be for Chris Henry Jr. when Oregon
right,
started
you have,
sniffing
you have
around.
To be in the ballpark, because there's a lot of intangibles here, but you can't just rely on those to go out and get the best players. There's a lot of people out there that I've heard say, well, we don't have to pay as much because we're Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And they should just know that and want to mm-hmm. come here. It's like, yeah, okay. Yes, that plays into it, but you have to be competitive when it comes to NIL money. You can't just rely on your history and tradition. You will miss out on a lot of guys that you could get.
And I know we talked about him a couple segments ago, but not to completely change the subject, if Buckeye basketball is going to move on making the tournament now, we could either just sit back and keep doing the same thing year after year after year and just hope that you find the right kind of portal players without more money and without more competitive resources to put into that roster. But let's be honest, you know, Christoph Tilly was okay. He was better than Bradshaw, but what is that
he
saying?
He was better than Bradshaw?
What is that
this
saying?
This is what you're comparing him to?
He was an 11-5 guy. He scored in double figures, but he couldn't rebound, and he wasn't as tough as we needed him to be. And when you throw Tilly, Cups, Knoll, that was not a good portal season. And you were still in the tournament, so let's do more.
Good call, Timmy.
Let's do more. Let's not just sit on our hands and be like, oh, you know, the money is the money. We got to pay football. Let's do it.
Here's what we do. You take the $6 million in change that you're going to use on the new scoreboard that nobody seems to care about.
I don't care. I will keep score. I'll get you one of those Daktronics things.
I'll put sparklers in my hair and I'll just run around.
You know the little like red light, green light the YMCA Saturday mornings?
Man.
I'll get us one of
you
those.
Go out and spend $6 million on someone in the portal this year for the real fans that go there? Who
how
the hell's going to care if there's no scoreboard there?
Here's the thing. How about $2-3 million players? My God.
Just take six and get whoever you want.
Two half AJ DeBonses. Bring them here.
I got some audio for you.
We got good, clean audio here. I like this because to me, Nebraska's play-by-play guy, Kent Pavelka, great name, right? He
terrific.
Is, Oppo Taco Don Fisher for Indiana, who just got to enjoy this in a football sense and call meaningful football games with a 40 to 50 year run at the school. And Kent has such a distinct scratchy voice, you'll hear it, but the end of the Vanderbilt game was just heaven for him.
Rebound Nebraska. Huskers have it. 9 seconds left to go. Well, across the timeline to Price. Price to Schrager. Layup.
Yes. Yes.
It's good.
2.2.
It's 2.1. Long shot. No good.
Home team radio.
I know what he looks like. It spoils it for me because in my mind, he's a member of the Lollipop Guild from Wizard of Oz.
Just a tiny guy.
He's just a tiny guy.
We represent the Lollipop Guild.
To me, the look matches the voice. I don't know.
All right, here's another one.
Handed the ball. Gets it in. 2 seconds. Half court shot on the way. Oh, my God. It's no good. Oh, my God. In and out at the buzzer. Nebraska to the Sweet 16. It is a miracle finish for Nebraska. And it was destined to happen. It was destined to happen.
I know this bothers you. It bothers me, too. You brought this up earlier. Like, oh, well, Texas is the only double-digit seed that's left. RIP, Cinderella, all this other crap. First of all, let's not look at 1 year and say that's going to be the way it is from here on out. But we just had some awesome basketball games.
Just awesome.
Some great
just awesome
stories. Like, you know, Iowa knocking off Florida.
Uh-huh.
That's not
coaches going at
Cinderella,
it.
Nine seed. You got fights going on. And look, I know technically it's not a Cinderella because they're a four seed in this tournament. Nebraska had never won
never.
A tournament game
and now they're
ever.
In the sweet. Now they're in the Sweet 16. You had another great game yesterday that didn't go my way. Kansas and St. John's. I think even Teddy's got some home team audio from St. John's with how that one finished. Right, Teddy?
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Son of a bitch.
I mean,
you son of a bitch.
I mean, the way that that ended, right?
Just
it shocked you. The ending, it did shock me. The way that that thing went, just a shocking conclusion.
Shocked the hell out of me. Foodgasm coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little slow on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. And we also have a couple-minute delay on southbound 315 at West Broad Street due to an accident there. Things are moving slow from Goodale Street. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with a basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face.
as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks, whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
It's a dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. So on Wednesday, we're announcing the winner of Pizza Madness 2026. Last year, it was Tommy's. This year, it's Adriatico's or it's Pizza House. You can vote. PizzaMadness.pizza is the website, not .com. PizzaMadness.pizza. It's brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. We're going to announce the winner 4 o'clock on Wednesday. It's not just going to be your votes, but they will factor in because we're going to be tasting live on the air both choices, not just me and Timmy, but Bone and Tyvis and Teddy and Jen and Nicole and Fishy and all of us. We're all going to be here eating live 4 o'clock on Wednesday.
It's the way we want it to be, baby. I remember last year how much fun that was, just having the two pies right here.
My mouth is already watering.
And
we got to decide what we're going to get, because last year we got a pep and sausage.
We got pep sausage from each. Do we not continue with that? Is that not the trend now?
Here's my question, though. These two are different styles. Pizza House is a thin crust cut into squares, tavern style, Columbus style. And Adriatico's, they call themselves New York style. They're really not. I contend.
You contend.
I contend the square, their grandma / Sicilian pizza, is their best pizza.
This is up for debate now. I mean, clearly they sell
up for debate, but we're the ones judging it.
I'm just saying I'm on the same page with you. If I'm going to get a pie from Adriatico's, it's going to be thicker crust.
We get
Sicilian,
the Sicilian square.
Grandma style.
Yeah.
And maybe do that pep sausage.
Okay.
And then do pep sausage from Pizza House.
All right, fine. Hey, more food.
So good because they got the slice, like the sausage is like pepperoni cut style.
And let me tell you something.
I love it.
It's
great.
I was never a huge fan of that until I started to have it at Pizza House. Mm. Because they cook it the right way.
Never
they get it all crispy.
You never think about having your sausage that way. You just wouldn't think
it's
about
it. It's more of an East Coast thing.
Yeah.
All right, Foodgasm.
Man and Timmy present...
Oh, yeah.
Foodgasm.
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
All right, Mikey. We were almost yelling about this last week. And turns out...
We don't yell about anything.
At least as far as corporate says and everyone on the internet, it is true. Five Guys has said goodbye to the cups, to the cardboard cups, whenever you order fries. There was some debate if that's just with a small order. And again, I have not been there. I still did not get there
in
the past 4 days.
I was debating with you because I had gone.
You said like 3 weeks ago, right?
In the last couple weeks. It hasn't been that long. Well, and I got a little fry and it came with the cup.
This was March 16th when they announced that they
are gone.
Well,
it was just last week, homie.
They're going for environmentally friendly paper bags. And most Five Guys traditionalists are up in arms about it because they need that cardboard cup. It's got stability. You and I have spoken about how much we love a small fry at McDonald's because you get it in the wax paper bag.
Correct.
And it's flimsier. I had me a small fry because I had the daily double, which is a lovely little meal at Mickey D's. That's the burger that has the lettuce and tomato, which is a double.
And onion.
And slivered onions.
Yeah.
And cheese. And small fry, 4-piece nugget, small Coke.
It generally has mayo on it, too, mm-hmm. But you get it without
because
you're
what?
An idiot.
So I enjoyed that just fine. It was great sandwich, great meal. But the Five Guys fries are cooked in so much of that oil. The stains, even forget about the paper cup that they're in. We know that brown paper bag where it has some of the fries that spill over, because the great thing about Five Guys through the years is they fill up that paper cup and then they actually have a stainless steel container
for the overage,
which they put measured overage on every size. And that almost makes your brown paper bag transparent. You can almost see right through it. There's so much oil on those fries. So again, I have not had them yet. And maybe there's some spots in the city where you could tell us they're still giving paper cups. Maybe there's locations that had thousands of them and they got to use them out. And then it's only bags.
People are very particular about tradition. I understand that. I don't even use the cup when I go to Five Guys. I'll tell you what I do. So they give you the cup of fries, right?
Yes.
And they put it in the paper bag.
Yes.
You got the cup, you got the bag.
Yeah.
I take the bag and I rip it apart.
And just lay it flat?
Lay it flat,
yeah.
And then all my fries are right there. And what normally happens is we split the fries in two because my wife needs to put 9 pounds of malt vinegar on top of her fries.
I don't hate her for the malt vinegar because I love it too.
I like malt a healthy vinegar. Amount. She saturates it.
Yeah.
To the point where it's dripping. In vinegar.
You don't want them to be...
It's too much.
Like, soft and soggy.
No.
You want them... I still like them to be... Have their firm consistency and a little bit of the...
We also
the
fight...
The edge pieces are the best.
Because she likes the regular fries, and yeah. I like the Cajun fries. I like the extra seasoned Cajun fries.
I like those too, but I like the original. It wouldn't matter to me if we had to get them. We usually don't get them with the Cajun seasoning if we're all going together. For that same reason. We should go together. Then we'll...
You and me?
We'll do Cajun fries.
We do enough together.
We can't be seen out having lunches together. We don't do that
sashaying
much together.
And skipping through the park?
When was the last time you and I went to Loop's?
It's been a while.
How long has it been since we enjoyed a nice little gyro at Loop's?
It's been a while. I know.
You've probably given them about $4 million through your years.
I put all their kids through college.
Yeah, right. They are good, and I do...
I just feel like if people start to see us out places, we're going to look like Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, be like, what the hell are you
sleeping in the same
doing?
Bed? What's wrong with them?
Changing each other's clothes.
Ooh, you got a little schmutz on your face there. You lick the napkin.
Let me see your eyebrow here. You got a stray hair. Okay, I got it.
Oh, man, I plucked a whopper out yesterday. Big, long, gray one.
Man.
Just
how
going
long was
rogue.
It? Like 2 inches
it was
long?
Like, it was like this long.
Is that not so satisfying,
well,
though?
Well, it's disturbing that it grew that long and I didn't see it.
At least... Oh, I got a... I don't want to blow it right here, but I got a manscaping thing for you. It's something I've never done before.
It's a hell of a tease. Make sure not to blow it. Save that for sweeps week.
Exactly. That's what that Walker Texas Ranger clip is really from. That's why they unloaded that. But is there anything more satisfying than getting one of those long strands? And at least we're able to notice that it has to be done. So you can get yourself one of those little... like nose, ear, eyebrow trimmers, and just zip.
You know, it's
it right
happened
out.
To me, not often, but it's happened a couple times where I get a long, rogue strand of hair growing straight out of the center of my forehead.
What?
Yeah. Straight out of the center.
You should leave that. Only thing better is if there was a giant wart and it was growing right
Teddy,
out of the center.
Teddy, you do a lot of plucking? You do a lot of grooming up there?
A lot of plucking. Have you ever had the hair growing out of the back of your ear?
I've had it inside the ear.
Look out there. Flip your ear back a little bit if you can see in the mirror and see if there's any hairs like sticking out.
You got those?
I've had it doesn't happen very often, but you know, occasionally you'll see this big long like hair out of the back of your ear and like, what the hell is going on?
Does
there?
The wife take care?
Just
feel for it.
Well, you just flip your ear back, and you can kind of see it's near the top of it, so you can see it. And you just take the tweezers, pop it right out.
Mm. Gross.
I don't want to talk about something that really grinds my gears. Should be a happy
really
time.
Chaps
should
your
be
ass.
Should be a happy week, but instead it's a frustrating week for me. I'm going to tell you why. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got police activity causing some holdup on East Arcadia Avenue, east of North High Street. And you're going to run into a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from Cleveland Avenue to 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by WeatherBug. Get the fastest local alerts and accurate 24/7 forecasts with WeatherBug. It's easy to use and provides real-time customizable alerts, so the weather never takes you by surprise. Plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State women's basketball team is currently in the round of 32 of the NCAA tournament, taking on Notre Dame. They trail at the half 43-35. You can catch the second half over on the Fan 2, where Tyler Danberg and Kristen Watt have the call. NFL news, Jackson Smith and Jigba got a nice pay raise today. The former Buckeye and the Seahawks have agreed on a four-year extension worth $168.6 million. This deal now makes him the highest paid wide receiver in NFL history. The coaching carousel is getting hot in college basketball. Utah State coach Jared Calhoun has agreed to be the next head coach at Cincinnati, and former Cincinnati head coach Wes Miller has agreed to be the next head coach at Charlotte. This update is sponsored by Logan AC Heat and Plumbing Services, the home of fast, friendly services, Logan Services, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
They refer to each other as stupid, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark coming up at 5:30. The baseball season opens up on Wednesday night.
Right, Netflix game.
Game on Netflix. It'll be the Yankees at the Giants. It's 8 o'clock on Netflix. So, look, people have thoughts on that. I don't care as much about that as I do something else that bothers me here.
What?
The rest of the teams will open up on Thursday and Friday for some of them. And my issue is that scheduling makes no sense, right? It's cold time of year for a lot of these markets.
Right,
or at least it could be. Right, you can get a rogue 70-degree day. You can also get snow. For example, what sense does it make to have the Angels opening up in Houston? Utilize the warm weather places.
Right, right.
At the beginning of the season and the places with the domes. My team, the Chicago White Sox, open in Milwaukee. That's a 2 o'clock start on Thursday. Now, I've always been told that we got the Thursday game, but then we have to have the day off on Friday,
mm-hmm.
just in case the Thursday game
gets rained out or canceled.
Well, that's being played in a dome in Milwaukee, right. And yet they still have the day off on Friday.
Tell me,
in what world it makes sense?
Maybe the dome's not ready to be closed.
Have baseball teams playing on a Friday.
Miller Park's retractable, right? So maybe it's stuck. Maybe they can't utilize the roof right now.
I contend that the Reds should have the first game of the year every single year.
Yeah, we're all going to agree with that, around these parts.
Right, that opening day. Look, you can't do anything about the Wednesday game or the night before if you're opening in Japan, but I'm talking opening day. The Reds should get the first noon pitch. You got the parade. You got the kids off of school.
Is there any other market that does that?
No.
And that has people off of school and out of the office.
They get a 4 o'clock start
for their baseball game.
And that's fine. At least it's not a night game.
Yeah, but that is important. At least it's not at night.
They should get a noon window where nobody else can start until 1 o'clock all to themselves.
No, I have no problem with that. You've been vocal about that for many, many years, and you've convinced me. Cincinnati being the first franchise, they do deserve that. And speaking of, I actually was texting with Jason earlier today trying to get some advice on this, because we did not realize, Sarah, Jack, and myself, when we booked this little spring break trip, it's not very long, we're going to Boston for a few nights, right? So, opening day, Fenway Park, opening
day. You're
going
to go?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go.
You got tickets?
I'm going to get them. I'm going to pay.
Well, must be nice, Teddy.
It's not very nice.
Scalping.
It's actually bad because it's opening day at Fenway. But
I was only there once. I was a kid.
I got to go.
It's the only game. That's, I think, Friday day game, and then our flight's on Saturday, so we can't go to the second game of the season. But wouldn't you rather just pay a little bit extra if you're going to go to one game at Fenway Park and have it be opening day?
If you have the means, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And we're not going to get, like, box seats or anything. They'll just be regular grade seats just to get in the building, stare at the Green Monster, maybe try to kick whoever's in the seats that James Earl Jones and Kevin Costner sat in and Field of Dreams.
I remember I went there. I was probably 8, 9 something. My dad had a business trip in Boston, and we happened to notice that the White Sox were playing the Red Sox when the business trip was going on. So I went with him,
which
I think is the only time ever that I ever went with my dad on a business trip. And we went, we wore our White Sox stuff. And I remember, you know, I'm like an 8-year-old kid. I stand up and I say, oh, go White Sox. And I remember some guy just next to me yelling, go home, you little brat. Jesus. But back when I was banging.
Those Boston guys are nice, aren't they?
Back when I was a kid, they still had, I remember this, they still had dirt floors on the concourses.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they weren't.
I think you can see that in the movie, right?
You can, yes. Yeah. It's around that time because they filmed the movie in, what, 89, 88?
It looks like it's concrete with dirt kind of sprinkled on it.
Yes.
Like if you were out at the softball fields.
Right, right.
For Tuesday night games or something, going with your dad or whoever when you're a kid. That's weird.
I'll never forget yelling at me, though.
But what else? So that takes over as the core memory for that whole.
That's the core memory.
That whole night.
That,
not seeing the Green Monster.
Ellis Burks
on the roster.
Hit a home run.
Ellis Burks. Okay.
I think it was that. And here's the other thing that pisses me off about the opening day. You got the Guardians playing in Seattle. So Guardians fans are all excited about opening day. And you have to wait until 10:10 at night for this thing to get underway. I've been there before, too, where I've had my team out west for opening day playing a night game. I contend.
You contend.
I contend.
You're doing a lot of contending.
That's right. I contended. You shouldn't be allowed, even if you're the home team, to schedule a night game when you have another team that's 3 time zones away in your building. The Mariners should have to play a day game to accommodate.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody should be excited about opening day, not just the home team fans.
It shouldn't be. You have all year to think about this stuff. You have your entire lives to think about this stuff because this is ongoing. We just waltz right back into these same issues year after year. While we're on the subject of game times, I contend.
You contend.
That the NCAA tournament, as beautiful as it is, and I still love it with all my heart.
Their game times
suck. It's told me, that before I get to that, it has told me over these last 4 days, and I hope people see it, you do not need to expand. Just little sidebar.
Well, can I tell you something, homie?
You need to expand.
They're going to say, this is why we need to
expand. You got half these morons. They're all saying, oh, the tournament's not good anymore because the little guy doesn't win. You want to then bring more of the, this is not meant to be a put down in this case, but more of the Ohio State type of teams that are on the like 8 seed, 9 seed, 10 seed, 11 seed, bigger programs that
Timmy,
are finishing around the middle of their conference?
Better,
no more of them.
How much better would this tournament be? If programs
if
like
Indiana got in,
Auburn and
yeah,
Cincinnati
Auburn, Cincy,
got into this tournament.
The 14, 15, 16 loss teams, get the hell out of here. But they're tip times. Why on Saturday and Sunday are we doing the dedicated windows with the first two games and then the third one's not till 5:15? You can't stagger a couple of these? You've got Arizona and Utah State, which was at risk of being a really, really, I mean, it was a really good game. Utah State played them until like the final 2 minutes before Arizona got that game under control. So I was having a good time. Watch the Aggies try to make a run at Arizona. You have them, UCLA, UConn was going into the wee hours of the morning. That one was really late. And then Texas Tech, Alabama was just a forgotten game. I know Alabama drilled them, but still had nothing to do about when that thing was tipped. And then Fishies, Illini, Illinois, Houston. What a game, right? What a game in the Sweet 16. That whole region, you get...
Well, Houston's essentially playing a home game.
They're essentially, yeah, they're 2.5 miles from the Fertitta Center.
Ooh, Fertitta.
Fertitta Center.
I thought it was Frittata.
No, it's Fertitta. It is a frittata, but this is the Fertitta Center.
Oh.
And they're playing probably at the Rocket Center, but that's, you got Nebraska, Iowa, and then you have Houston and Illinois tipping after 10 o'clock on Thursday? Start some stuff earlier. It's still the NCAA tournament. Capture some of the magic you had with the first 4 days. Put some of those more during work hours if you have to. We're totally fine.
Yeah. Have you seen society?
We're totally fine.
We'll blow off the work.
To bug out for another Thursday, Friday to celebrate more basketball. It's dumb. And we got to stop with Monday night championships. It's over. I'm done. Adjust. We love Super Bowl Sunday. We love spending an entire weekend day getting ready for a major sporting event. Golf majors finish on a Sunday. We sit back. We enjoy. We got nothing to really think about. Move the Final Four to Friday, and let's have the championship game be at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock on a Sunday matinee.
A former Buckeye could be getting ready to make history. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a bit of a slowdown due to an earlier accident on southbound 315 between 670 and Town Street. And you're looking at about a 10-minute holdup on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Discover. Guess what? Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is now live on YouTube. Join Bobby Carpenter and Jeff Bedoff weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
Just search 971 The Fan to catch the live experience or watch on demand.
The Fan.
Hello. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Still dry into Tuesday morning across central Ohio. Tuesday's looking good. A lot of sunshine. We'll be in the low 50s. On Wednesday, partly sunny skies, middle 60s. And then on Thursday, middle 70s. Most of the day is dry and sunny. And then a cold front comes in the evening hours with a chance of rain and thunderstorms. And then it's colder on Friday with highs only in the 40s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, this time of year, it's hot, it's cold, it's hot, it's cold. You got the cracks and the gaps expanding, contrasting in your windows. Stuff is getting in, air, fluids.
Fluids?
Rain.
Rainwater.
Rain is what I mean. Don't put up with that. If you need new windows, go call my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Because right now, you buy two windows, you get two free. And there's no limit. The more you upgrade, the more you save. Plus, 24 months with no payments and no interest. And a $500 bonus off your entire home improvement project.
Ooh.
Well, the windows.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just if you're doing like, you know, countertops, they're not going to give you money off of that. Although I'll suggest it. Buy two, get two free. No payments, no interest for 24 months and $500 off. You got it? Call them. 614-502-5220 or visit universalwindowsdirect.com.
We're talking about baseball in the last segment, and we'll talk with Jason Stark coming up here at 5:30. How deep are you into like your stadium list? Did you ever Did you ever want to, like, as a kid?
Oh, back when I was banging?
Yeah, absolutely. See as many ballparks as you could possibly see. How far into the list did you make it?
It's amazing to me now as a parent when I go back and think about what I did. Like, I got my driver's license when I was 16, as people do.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, a couple months into me getting my driver's license, it was summer vacation, and I said to my parents, like, okay, me and buddy, we're going to Milwaukee and Minneapolis. We didn't have any cell phones or anything, and they're like, okay. Like, now amazing. I think about it, yeah. It's like, what?
It is crazy.
No, you're not going. What are you talking about? But no cell phones, no nothing. We went to County Stadium in Milwaukee, went to the Metrodome, two places that aren't there. Exist. I have not been to either of those new ballparks.
Neither have I.
New air quotes.
Oh, yeah.
They're both 20 years old. But I remember when I was, back when I was banging, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to try and get to every single baseball stadium. We went one summer. We went to Kansas City, did Kauffman Stadium.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed
good,
it.
Good memory of it
right
back
off
then?
The interstate there. Stayed at the Drury Inn.
Yeah, the Drury that you could see
right
from
there.
Home plate.
Yeah. And then we went to St. Louis, too.
Old Bush?
Old Bush.
I saw...
Not
so
new, spanking new Bush.
I saw a game in the last regular season series ever played at Old Bush. Playing the Cincinnati Reds. For a minute there, it seemed like every time I would go and check a stadium off my list, the Reds were the team that was playing.
I did everything that was in driving distance from me. Of course, I went to, you know,
you obviously did
Cincinnati
Wrigley
and Cleveland and
your
of
stadium,
course,
yeah.
Wrigley.
Yeah.
And, you know, did Detroit, actually did Tiger Stadium.
The old one.
The old one.
Right. We've got a lot of the stadiums that have been plowed over.
I know.
We did a lot of those.
And you know what? It's good. It's good that I got to experience that stuff.
I never got to see Yankee Stadium before they got rid of it.
I've never been to Yankee Stadium. I told you I did Fenway Park.
And I've never been to Fenway, so this will be exciting for me. For someone that loves the gym and the venue, maybe as much as the actual game itself, because I could give a flip about Red Sox Padres. I could care less.
I know, but it's the atmosphere.
Yeah, I want to have a dog and a beer. I want to stare at the Green Monster. I just want to experience the day. And we're staying in a cool place where we can just walk to the park. So we have
to
go.
Is it the Drury Inn?
It's not the Drury Inn.
No.
We're staying in some apartment
I've
complex
been to the Sky
right
Dome.
Across the,
I've done
from
that.
The stadium. Yeah.
When I was out west, I did Dodger Stadium. I did Angel Stadium.
I haven't done either of the LAs. And I'm so disappointed because we've got this deal, and for the most part, it's been fine. We did Seattle twice. We've been to the city twice. We did a game twice. But, excuse me, we went to Oceanside, California for a family trip about 3 years ago, which is in between Los Angeles and San Diego. We actually flew in to that airport that's in southern Los Angeles, John Wayne, Orange County, sorry. So we got the rental car, and then our plan was to go to Oceanside and then do San Diego for a day. And I had it there, the schedule was there, Padres were in town. I've heard so many good things about Petco. I was able to do the San Francisco ballpark, although it's kind of tricky because I saw a bowl game there, so I'd still have to go to a Giants game at AT&T, McCovey Cove Park there. But we didn't go to the Padres game. We were there. We were ready.
Why didn't you go?
Because my companions backed out of the deal.
Oh, hell with them.
I'm like, we went to the zoo. I spent 6 hours walking around these. They got the tiniest walkways at the San Diego Zoo.
Why the hell would you go to that zoo? Why is it so smushed in? We got the greatest zoo in the world.
We go
right at our doorstep.
Everywhere we go, we have to see the animals. They're all the same.
They are all the same.
Why? Because we like to blow money on things that don't matter.
I hear you using a lot of we's, but it's not we.
What am I going to do?
Them.
Break away and just go to a game by myself and find my way
Why
back?
Why not? They go to the zoo, and then you go to the game, and then you meet.
That was the deal. And then I meet.
Well, then you meet afterwards.
Oh, I thought you said then you meet major femeninas.
Well, right. Then you meet somebody at the game. You divorce your wife. That's the end of it.
You go down to Tijuana. You never come back.
That's what does it for you. Hey, a Buckeye is about to make history. So, Justin Fields, you know him, huh?
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields is now backup quarterback for Pat Mahomes in Kansas City. Well, if Pat Mahomes cannot go week one, and of course he won't be able to because he's got
like
torn ACL.
His knee.
Yeah.
No, he's done.
Justin Fields become the first quarterback ever with four straight week one starts for four different teams.
I don't know what to say about
so
that.
So in 2023, he started for my Bears. Then in 2024, he started for the Steelers week one.
And the Jets.
2025, the Jets. And presumably,
the Chiefs.
This year, he will start week one for the Chiefs.
I know exactly what it says. It says, you're a guy that can't catch on anywhere. That's
no,
what it is.
No, but you have enough talent
to keep getting a job.
People keep giving you opportunities.
Yeah, and I don't have the contract figure in front of me. Does anybody know off the top of their head? Teddy,
how much money
you?
He's made?
Yeah, I mean, even for
a
top-notch backup. I mean, the money that he got, or the contract he signed in New York before it ended, was pretty significant. Was it not like a two-year, $40 million deal?
Well,
something
I mean,
like that.
He was a first-round pick with the Bears, too.
And the Jets
so.
Wanted him to work out as the starter. Like, they wanted him, so it was going to be that bridge deal, earn it, and then maybe you'll get a bigger contract. Obviously, he didn't. So you're making, I think, 10 to 15 mil to be a top-line backup.
Teddy, what do you got?
He's made, like, as of now, around $40
million.
Oh, that's what
himself.
He's made in his career?
Yeah.
Cash in his pocket.
Yeah, he's done all right for himself.
Yeah, because this
$40 million.
Yeah, this year he'll make I think three with Kansas City, and then
that's it
or
that's
then
money from
yeah,
the other contract
because the Jets are
that's
paying
right.
him like $8 million, I think, off of that deal from last year.
Would you do a little Spotrac there?
That is yes.
Nice. It's you
well,
can get lost on that website.
Jets have a plan now.
Oh, they do.
Geno Smith.
Woo! Full circle.
Yep.
Circle of life.
Shohei Ohtani.
what?
What do I do? You want to keep singing the song?
Just you. That's all.
I like to move things along, Timmy.
Shohei Ohtani.
Hey, Shohei Ohtani. Hey, everybody.
It's a jersey sale.
Shohei Ohtani has a jersey. Sold for some serious cashola.
It is $1.5 million, right?
He wore the jersey during Japan's 13-0 win over Chinese Taipei in the World Baseball Classic March 6th, and it just sold via MLB auctions on Sunday night for $1.5 million.
Man.
In that game, which was played at the Tokyo Dome, Ohtani hit a grand slam and knocked in five.
Unbelievable, right? So to be a Shohei collector and to be able to get your hands on that is a big deal. I know I've asked this question a million times, but the answer can always change based on what your mood is. If you had that kind of throwing around cash, I know you like to buy watches and you'll buy raffle tickets for watches that are outside your budget.
Why do you have to shame me?
Not shaming
you. By the way, I lost
of course you did.
$400 for no reason whatsoever.
You could just buy like a super nice
I'm stupid.
Several $1,000 watch at this point in time.
In all the money that I've lost on these raffle tickets,
I know.
I could have purchased the actual watch.
Right. So stop doing that.
I'm dumb.
If you had $1 million to $2 million to go get a sports item, and even if it's not for sale, but you're like, I'm buying that, and there's a price, what would it be? Like Michael Jordan's sweat-stained flu game jersey?
Well, here's the thing. Somehow
something
it
like
loses
that?
Its value if it's been laundered. Like, is it dirty?
I want it to be dirty. I want the blood stains on it.
Does it smell like
I want Kurt Schilling's soaked sock.
Does it smell like ass? If it smells like ass, I'm in. They're like, well,
yeah.
Even though it's been laundered, they have some sweaty guy just wear it around.
Oh, man.
For a little while just to get that stink on it.
You want MJ's compression shorts, don't you? Used.
I want
a black compression shorts.
If they at some point have some sort of, you know, at-home cloning technology in the future, I want to be able to take out MJ's shorts and make a little MJ of myself.
Make a little MJ. Oh, little
Hi,
MJ.
Everybody. Little MJ here.
All right, Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark. Talk about cloning somebody. Make a little Jason Stark, put him in your pocket.
Why?
Why not?
He can tell you baseball stats.
Exactly.
He can give you trivia questions that you can't answer.
And you put them back in the pocket.
Bye-bye, Jason.
That's in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. Just a couple minute delay there. And watch for some holdup due to a crash that's on Kenny Road, south of McCoy Road. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Don't let tax refund worries hold you back. File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction to help you get every refund dollar you deserve or your money back. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, Teddy, you forgot to play Jason's Open. What's the matter
my
with you?
God. I have it in well, there, but it it's not. No, well, no,
forget about it. We got to talk to Jason.
No, here we go. Man. Watch this. Hang on.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels
don't talk
thousands
over it.
Of miles.
You're talking over it.
Bodies.
Stop talking.
He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Starr.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Do you know what type of diva temper tantrum he's going to have if his Open doesn't play? It's in the contract.
Don't talk about it. He's right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Mike, everything okay in there?
Oh, everything's great. Hey, it's opening week, and we'll talk about, you know, who's going to do what and who's going to win the World Series and all that. I contend, and I've done this for years. I've said this for years. I think spring training's too damn long. And it seems like every single year we hear, you know, players and coaches, they'll say the same thing, and media members will say the same thing. And yet it always seems to get a little bit longer. Now, I know it's a WBC year, and that's maybe why it feels that way, but can we just shorten this thing up 2 weeks and then let's go?
See, this is spoken like a person who was not in spring training. If you actually are at spring training, you would like to see spring training last as long as the season.
You just want to move. You want to move to Florida. That's why you like spring training.
You can move to Florida if you want. You're Jason Stark. You could just follow the Rays all season long if that's what it is.
You think? It's so much interest. You know, I love spring training. I'm not psychologically ready for 37 degrees and the sky the same color as the sidewalk. That's all. I'll get over it, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll see.
Where are you going to be for opening day?
I'm not doing anything real exotic this year. Rangers against Phillies in my town, Philadelphia. It's supposed to be 60 degrees, so what am I talking about?
We were talking about ballparks and, you know, how, you know, back when I was a kid, I tried to get to as many ballparks as humanly possible. And a lot of the ones that I've been to have been torn down because we're getting to be that age. If you could magically bring one ballpark back to life, which one would it be?
I could bring one ballpark back to life. So it'd have to be a great park.
I mean, it's up to you. Maybe it just holds a special memory in your heart.
Could be a dump, well, but it's, special.
Yeah. I mean, if I was going to bring back a park that I never actually went to. You know, people talk about Ebbets Field like it was one of the coolest ballparks ever. I would like to see it. I wish I could transport myself back in time and see it. So that'd be cool. And, you know, I have this like vague memory of CONEMAX Stadium in Philadelphia being a kind of a Fenway-like structure, minus all the magic and history. And maybe I'm making that up. I'd kind of like to see that brought back to life. And then there's, I think this place actually still exists, Olympic Stadium in Montreal, because it's just the weirdest place I've ever seen baseball played. And if we could bring back Youppi to slide on top of the dugouts and then infuriate the managers, and that would be good.
Maybe Crosley Field, the Reds stadium before Riverfront, where they played until 1970.
Well, there's not a lot of people that are going to bring back the like utility type of stadiums.
Yeah, because those all went in the 60s and 70s.
Right. You had that in Philadelphia, Jason. You had the Vet in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I assume you're not rushing to bring that back.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you another really weird place that I went, which is before there was the Sky Dome / Rogers Center in Toronto. The Blue Jays played in this, I think it was Exhibition Stadium or something. Like it was an old fairgrounds football stadium. And it was so weird. Like people could literally sit 700 feet from home plate in that place. A lot of seagulls sat there. I don't know how many people.
That's funny. Jason Stark is with us here. It's Jason's Beef coming up on the start of the season. A lot of things happen. A lot of players were either traded or signed on with new teams. Jason, is there a specific player or group of players on a new team that you're curious to see how it blends in the first month of the season?
Yeah, there's quite a few, actually. But, you know, I'll tell you a team that kind of intrigues me, and that is the Pirates, because the Pirates pitching was so good last year. They had one of the four or five best staffs in the sport, and they're introducing more great arms this year, full year of Bubba Chandler. And you might have heard they had this guy, Paul Skeens.
Hey, he's all right.
On their team. I would think if I ran the Pirates, I would like to see if Mike could maybe win something while Paul Skeens was on my team. And so I don't know that the guys they've added, the Brandon Lowe's of the world, are difference makers. Ryan Mountcastle.
Like how you but said, I don't know. That, yes, you do. The answer is no, they're not.
They're not. Okay, they're not. You know, the Dodgers would never add those guys.
No.
That's your point. But they only need to be a little better offensively. Connor Griffin is going to be in the big leagues at some point, even though he didn't make that team because the Pirates are always going to pirate, apparently. And the Central is winnable. I don't think they're going to win it, but I would love to see the Pirates actually be relevant and watchable and Paul Skeens pitch meaningful games. What do you think?
I'd like to see meaningful games, but I'd much rather the Cincinnati Reds win that division, Jason.
I bet you would.
A team that you picked to go to the playoffs last year. What do you see for the Reds this year?
Hey, I actually was right about something. They did, in fact, go to the playoffs, right?
Well, I mean, you were right, and then we thought you were very, very wrong, and then you were right again.
Let's go with I was right.
Okay, you were right.
Okay, and I think there's definitely a path for them to play postseason baseball again. The Hunter Green injury definitely muddles that path. I still like the rotation, even without him. If they get him back in July and he's the real Hunter Green, that's a huge add. That's a huge weapon. If you could tell me whether Elly De La Cruz is going to be the real L.A. De La Cruz or that guy we saw for the second half of last year, that would really help me make this assessment. So you can probably tell me that, right?
You mean, is he going to be the guy that we thought he was going to be, or will he wind up like Yasiel Puig?
Oh, no.
Where, I mean, we thought he was going to be the face of baseball for 10 years, and then he turned out to be just a very well-built average baseball player.
Isn't Yasiel Puig in jail? I don't think you want to compare anybody to that.
Well, I mean,
just
I'm not putting him on there.
I know what you mean, though. Yeah. You know, the concept of Ellie hasn't matched the reality of Ellie, and yet it's there in any given moment on any given day. I've seen growth in him as a player. He's got such cool baseball awareness. You know, I think he's... People compare him to O'Neill Cruz because they're both two big shortstops who are very toolsy. I don't see it in O'Neill Cruz. I definitely see it in Ellie. And I think last year was about health. I want to be right about that. And if Ellie De La Cruz right. has that year, that's an MVP award waiting to happen, boys.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, his high-end stuff has been so exciting. He had that lull in the middle of the summertime. I think it was July and August where he played, you know, and then into the month after, too, where it was 60-plus games, and he had one home run. And if you're going to be out there and in the lineup and playing, you're still going to be expected to do the things that you say and we know that you can do. So hopefully we see that out of Ellie De La Cruz. Is there anybody else, Jason, I'm curious, that didn't make the playoffs last year? I know you just spoke about the Pittsburgh Pirates back there, but another possible dark horse team that you're looking at.
Yeah, the Mets, the Orioles, I put them both on the list.
The O's, getting Pete Alonso, taking a New York Met. Big move.
I think the Orioles are really good. They're probably a pitcher short. Pete Alonso fits their team in such an important way. And the fact that they brought in veteran players who have a big presence around young players, I think was really important team building. Taylor Ward isn't a big name, but he had 30 homers in Anaheim, and he's got that kind of presence. Chris Bassett, they added to their rotation. And, you know, Chris Bassett's not going to win the Cy Young Award, but he's very vocal. He's very present. He's a leader, and he can lead not just as a pitcher, but as a player. And I think you're going to see a lot of young bats bounce back. Gunnar Henderson looked so good this spring in the WBC. Samuel Basayo is a guy I saw play three times in spring training. I don't think I saw him hit a ball less than 100 miles an hour off the bat. And I don't play fantasy baseball. If I played fantasy baseball, I would draft that guy at catcher in every team I own.
I have a Yasiel Puig legal update for you. Would you like to hear it?
Wait on us. Come
America
on.
Wants to hear it. Columbus right. needs to hear it.
So he's been found guilty of two federal charges, making false statements to investigators and obstructing justice. He is facing up to 20 years in prison. However, the sentencing is not set until May. So he's not technically in prison yet.
Okay. So fine, let's compare him to Ellie De La Cruz.
Well, maybe he can come in and help a team for the first couple months of the season, and then he goes away for a while. But, you know,
I mean, you're not doing anything now.
Rent a player?
Right? Yeah, you're making a good point. He was always best in short bursts.
That's right.
The shorter, the better.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah,
enjoy opening day. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy opening day to you guys. Thanks.
Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking two right lanes and causing some delay on eastbound 670 before Grandview Avenue. Expect it to move slow there from I-70. We also have a couple-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the west side between Fisher Road and 670. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Nice.
So who's the source of this?
One of those sites I go to.
Is it? Okay. Is
this, I don't know. One of those, you better clarify what site it's on.
Clip that.
Okay.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Guest Hotline is sponsored by Weston Air Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Monday.
I met with your biggest fan today.
Oh.
My buddy Alex comes over, does, like, you know, landscaping for me. Every single time I see this guy, he talks about you.
Wow.
He loves everything about you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's like, hey.
He's one of one.
No, stop it.
You couldn't,
it's a legion of
couldn't
fans
care less
out there.
About what's going
maybe.
On with me. But with you, he needs to know everything. Oh, when's he having the baby?
So, this week at some point.
Pretty soon. Oh, you think I can be in the delivery room with him? No.
If he wants to. I
when
don't
you
care.
When you told him you have to go, did he say to see Beamer?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
I do.
Yeah, I will be seeing him later on at work.
So it's coming up, huh?
Yeah, getting close.
You nervous? I,
no, not really.
No?
I just think it's our, good. Our world is going to be upended again.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. We've done it before. We'll pretend like we know what we're doing this time. Same as the first.
Are we in the week, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
We're in the
week.
Oh,
yeah. It's anytime.
My God.
Anytime. I've had to set, like, my messages to Meredith. That way I get a notification every time, like, it's on loud, even if I'm doing the show.
Sure. Or, you just need to know.
Yeah. If she's away from the house or I'm away from the house, like, it's immediately, I'm going to be notified.
Okay. So what do we have a plan? I know you and I have been talking, like, about scheduling in the event that it happens, but what if it is at... Because you're on a full 2 hours tonight.
Yeah, what if it's at 6:15
tonight? Buckeye Roundtable
Reimer and Austin
off.
Ward, fellas.
So is that you? It's been discussed.
No?
You'll head out?
Well, it hasn't been discussed. That's just what's going to happen.
I like the certainty.
How'd you come up with that plan?
That's
it ain't
just
no
how,
plan.
That's just it's how it's going to be. I think Fish actually said he's going to stick around, so it's going to be Fish in Austin.
Wow, Fish back on the airwaves. What a story.
How much would you guys,
God help us.
How much would you guys pay to hear that?
Here's the thing about
it'd be a
Fish,
lot of yelling.
Is that he's the boss, right? And he's been a boss for a long time. He's been a producer for a long time. But I think if you put him on the air, I don't think he'd make it one segment without swearing.
He would
just start swearing.
Be a lot of cussing.
Oh, you guys say that all the time, don't you?
No.
We don't usually open with the C word there.
I don't think we do say it.
What's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Two full hours tonight, guys. We're going to check in with Berm. We'll go on the trail. One famous Buckeye brother who is now committed to Ohio State is the number one commit in the country. So we'll do that. We'll talk about the Ohio State women's basketball game that is currently going on.
How
they're
going to lose this damn game?
Yeah, we'll do that.
We have to have a conversation about this soon? Oh, man.
And then also spring ball week 2 is here beginning tomorrow over at the Woody.
Buckeye Show, 2 big hours right here on the Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
So as Beam just alluded to, talking about Buckeye women's basketball tonight, this is something that's been brewing for the last few seasons.
They're down 11 with less than 3 minutes left to go.
Look, here's the thing. Ohio State, this is, you become a prisoner of your own success, right? That's how it goes. So after the stuff happened in the middle of Kevin McGuff's run, they had the Sweet 16 run, 25 wins in the regular season, won a Big Ten championship. That was 22. Then they went to the Elite Eight and excited all of us. The Big Ten got immensely better that year. Ultra competitive at the top.
2023.
And that was 23. They made the Elite Eight run. I think they lost to, was it UConn in the Elite Eight?
I think it was.
It was a big dog program. It was exciting run. And then we're looking at a third straight
second
round exit when they've been hosting
And that is trouble. Yeah,
this defense is weak sauce down the stretch.
This is going down the tubes real quick. It's 72-59, and Notre Dame's got an and one to try to go up. There's still a lot that can be done in 240 with the way they press and the way they can turn you over, but I've not being able to pay full attention to this, I think I'm going to guess the
Buckeyes. It's been a lot of that.
I'm going to guess the Buckeyes have had turnover issues in this
one,
right?
They just turned the ball over.
We've got 20 turnovers.
Can't win.
20 turnovers. My God. 21 after that one. You can't win. You cannot win a college basketball game with 21 turnovers. You lose.
Can't do it.
No. Can't play with it. Can't win with it.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
Can't do it.
Oh, my God. Beamer, we were talking about this earlier. The tip times for the men's tournament.
And it's the best. They're the best tip times.
Right. The tip times that we have. We have two dedicated windows on Saturday and Sunday where nothing else goes on, and then we bury a couple of potential great games late into the wee hours of the morning. No one saw Texas Tech, Alabama, or Arizona and Utah State.
Why are they playing at 10 p.m.?
And then we reset, and then on Thursday, you're going to have Illinois and Houston at 10:05. You'll even have Arkansas and Arizona at 9:45. So almost simultaneous games. When you have a game that tips off at 7:10, 7:30, 9:45, 10:05, you're not even staggering correctly.
No, you're not.
Like, separate those by 30 to 45 minutes.
You know what's going to
fix
that?
So you can really enjoy the end of a game.
Expanding the
tournament. More teams.
That's what I
did. That's right.
Jeez. Right. We.
How about your guy Bill Self today? Non-committed to his future at Kansas?
Oh, today or yesterday too? I mean, right after the game was done.
I think he's pulling a Roy Williams. I think he's going to North Carolina.
I think, that'll be the day. You have my heart stop almost that some news broke because
his heart stops all the time, which is why maybe it's time to call it quits.
It's like a biannual thing for Bill Self at Kansas, where he just misses games in the regular season. He's on the Terry Francona plan at this stage of his life. He's got to get healthier. We saw it here at Ohio State with Thad, and you know that didn't last. And you've seen Kansas's status just drop here. If they didn't win that title in 2022, which obviously that's a big deal, winning his second national championship, but around that, before and since, it's been second round exits and a first round exit last year, and they're not winning Big 12 titles anymore. It will not surprise me if news comes out that that's it for Bill Self at KU.
2 big hours of the Buckeyes show coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking the right lane and causing slow traffic on eastbound 670 before Grandview Avenue. And there's a disabled vehicle that's on southbound 71 on the north side before North Broadway that's causing slow traffic from Morse Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Every day, construction laborers show up to work in a full-speed, unpredictable work zone. Alex was at a construction site. He was struck by a car and he didn't make it. The gentleman who hit him said it happened so fast. It was 100% preventable. So when you're driving, put your phone down. It could end somebody's life. Please slow down when you're in a construction zone.
Paid for by Ohio Lesson.